Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.
All right. Hold on. Let me get my background music. Oh, yeah. Of course, like I always do about this time. I'm reloaded. Yeah. K1's Internet Radio, you dig? Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Once again, welcome. Really appreciate everybody calling into the show. You feel me? I'm glad I'm kind of getting back on track with the show and everything. Kind of glad I'm getting back on track. It's taking a minute. I got to get everybody to line back up, sync back up, get ready to get everybody to call back in on a timely schedule. You feel me? But we're going to have a good show tonight. And my last two shows have been like pertaining to music because I've been out promoting the album and everything. And everybody knows that. But I still had a lot of people still checking for the show, still calling into the show. The last two shows, episodes 202 and 203, were great. And not to take away from them at all, but then they were about music, which is a major part of the show, being as though K100 Internet Radio is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment, you feel me? And so, you know, it's a part of my label, and it's a part of what I do, but, of course, shows like I got tonight, hold on, take my customary shot of Patron before I even start on my run, before I even start on what I'm talking about tonight. I'm gonna get some heated discussions with people tonight. Hold up, let me take a shot. Woo! Yeah. That's good. It's good stuff. I love me some Patron, man. I don't know why. But anyway, I'm going to have some heated discussion tonight on K100 Internet Radio, you dig? It's going to be a couple of females that might take offense to what I'm going to say tonight if they're not listening. If they are listening, really listening to what I'm saying, then they will, of course, maybe not agree with everything I'm about to say. But they will undoubtedly have to give credence and understand what I'm talking about. Okay? We're gonna be grown-ups tonight, and we're gonna agree to disagree on probably half of everything I say. For the most part. We're gonna be grown-ups and agree to disagree. Once again, grown-ups can agree to disagree. Ladies. Alright? And it doesn't mean that I'm right or you're wrong or whatever. It's just that from where you're sitting, you're gonna see shit one way. From where I'm sitting, I'm going to see things another way. Okay? It is what it is. It's a battle of the sexes show on K100. Uh-huh. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Text your friends. If you got, if you know any single black women, text them the number to the show and tell them to call in right now. Because I'm talking to them, not at them, to them, okay? I'm not talking at black women tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I am talking to black women tonight. No, you talk at somebody, you know, people don't like to be talked at, but I'm talking to y'all. This is a discussion, okay? All right? And we're going to agree to disagree on some things tonight, ladies. And men, and some of you sorry-ass men. Some of y'all, I'm going to have a problem with some of y'all sorry-ass men tonight. Y'all going to try to call in and try and talk me and tell me, you know, make me overstand what you obviously not getting as far as your responsibility as being a grown-ass man. So I'm going to kill some of you. I'm going to kill some of you niggas tonight. It's a great chance you a nigga if you don't agree with what I'm saying about black men tonight on the show. You just ignorant. Oh, you got a little growing up to do, homie. Got a little growing up to do. You dig? Be that as man, let me run down the show. Pay attention. The email address to the show is K100 Internet Radio. We're a talk/indie music station. We talk about everything that affects everybody, but mainly a lot of things that affect black people, okay? But we talk about everything from pussy to politics. That being said, since we do play independent artists on the show, if you want to get your music spin on K100 Internet Radio, the email address is, of course, k100radio@gmail.com. And you can also suggest topics for the show at that email address, k100internetradio@gmail.com. All right? Shouts out to the 904-337-912-269 checking in already. A50 checking in already on the phone lines. 404 checking in on the phone lines already. Appreciate it. I'm going to make this fast so I can go ahead and get to the synopsis and get to the point. You dig? All right? Now, one of the things I need to tell everybody, for those new people who may not, I've made a lot of new friends. I got a lot of new Twitter followers. Got a lot of new Facebook friends. You feel me? All right? That's hit me up on the show, probably for the first time tonight, maybe, because I just met them, because I've been on the promo run. I only got one rule on the show. One simple, oh so simple rule. And it is to keep it 100. That's it. Tonight on the show, whether you pee sitting down or stand up, you will have to, in fact, keep the shit 100, okay? If not, I'm going to kill you. And that goes for men and women, all right? Because I'm going to talk about some things tonight, and then people are going to say, that's just because you a man. That's just because you a nigga, man. These sour-ass niggas out here, or some of these women, these men will be like, man, these bitches out here, blah, blah, blah. Look. Don't say that just because you a woman or just because you a man. Listen and pay attention to what I'm going to be saying. Listen and pay attention to what the other callers are going to be saying. Because, frankly, we fucked up as people. Straight up. K1's Internet Radio, besides being an outlet for people to get, for independent artists to get their music played, it's also somewhat of a community service project that I take a lot of pride in putting stuff out there and keeping it 100 and talking it just like it really needs to be told. So you can't always solve problems with a format like Oprah Winfrey. Because she's going to keep it clean and uncut. Not me. When these women are acting like hoes and bitches, we call them that. When these niggas are sorry and acting like deadbeat, sorry-ass niggas, we call them that on the show. All right? Because some of y'all can't understand it unless we're talking to y'all in the language that y'all speak. All right? And so this is what K100 is all about. Uncensored, uncut, but real talk. All right? 347-934-0966. Call into the show, k100radio@gmail.com. That's the email. All right? www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100. That is where you can listen to the show live on the internet. We air live 8 to 10 p.m. We did have a set schedule Monday through Thursdays, but like I said, since we're out promoting the album, the team can't be doing everything at the same time, so we're gonna flex schedule whenever we schedule the show, but the time doesn't change. 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, that's 7 to 9 in the Bay for all my A50 people. Shouts out to y'all. All right, but 8 to 10 p.m., that's Atlanta time, New York time, you know, Eastern time. Some of you slow people, but, you know, Central time, 7 to 9. So the time don't change, but the days of the week that we do it is going to fluctuate in between Monday and Thursday. Maybe Monday, Wednesday, maybe Tuesday, Thursday, maybe Monday, Tuesday. Who knows? Just check for me. Follow me on Twitter at Blizm, B-L-I-Z-M, and check out Cable 100 and In the Radio on Facebook. And also subscribe to the podcast. Over 30,000 downloads of the podcast in iTunes. That is not easy to do. 204 episodes. And right now we're going to start with episode 204. Freedom over family. So, I'm going to go ahead and just jump into the synopsis. Once again, if you never heard my show before, I got some new numbers. 973, shouts out to you. 312, shouts out to you. 718, shouts out to you for calling in the K1 in their radio. Remember, if you want to talk to me and answer some of the questions that I'm going to be asking, hit the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll be going down the line in the order that you called, all right? But like I said, if you never listened to my show, I do a synopsis, a breakdown of what I'm going to be talking about. This is what I put on Facebook and send out over text messages and email blasts to let people know what the subject tonight is. The title of this show, episode 204, is Freedom Over Family, and here's what I'm talking about. And I'm reading right now, okay? You dig? Let's get it. Let me turn the music down a little bit. Make sure you hear me clearly. All right. I don't want to stop it. Just turn it down a little bit. All right. Pretty sure they can hear me. Happiness is what most people want in life, okay? Happiness. We all want to be happy. Woo! Yeah. Everybody's goal is to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. You feel me? We live vicariously our days in pursuit of that perfect harmony where every day seems like it's a holiday. We educate ourselves in order to earn more money and work hard to have it so we can feel some sense of security, which is a requirement to be happy. If you're not secure, if you ain't sure how you're going to make it to next month, if you ain't sure how you're going to pay your rent, if you ain't sure where y'all going to eat at, how you're going to get to work, whatever, then you're not happy. All of this is the pursuit of happiness, people. Everything we do, all the positive things, even some of the negative shit we do is to make us happy, selfish as it may be that we do it. But we need to pump our brakes, all right? Because as a people, and of course I got more than black people that listen to my show, but so white people don't feel excluded. But as I'm talking to my people, my sisters and brothers tonight on K100, we have put being happy over everything else in life, and this includes family. Now, I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying, okay? I'm not saying you should live and be in an unhappy relationship. So let's just make that perfectly clear. I need for you to listen to what I'm saying and pay attention closely, all right? You see, some say if your family is happy, then that is enough. You ever notice when your mom and your grandma back in the day and stuff, they say, no, long as my children are happy, I'm happy. They used to love to see their kids happy. That's what made them. That's what made them happy. Your mom and your granddaddy, your grandma and them probably had the shaky. I grew up in a house with my grandparents. Didn't even sleep in the same room. Okay? My family can attest to that. Didn't even sleep in the same room. Stayed married, raised their kids, whatever. Of course, that would never happen today. But let me finish reading. Others, however, say that individual happiness is the most important thing. This is why people get divorced and we have so many children out of wedlock. Because when relationships break down, when decisions about being in a relationship with someone you have a child with, we opt out for happiness or quote-unquote freedom over family. It's what we do. That's why it's called episode 204, Freedom Over Family. We'd rather be free, happy, doing our own thing than to not just be the happiest person, but to make that sacrifice in order to have a stable household for our children who we brought into the world who didn't ask to be here. I'm a couple of this myself. Now, so I'm not telling you anything that I'm not talking about something like I'm better than everybody. It's something I've actually been a perpetrator of myself. I'll read on. Back in the day, this line of thinking was reversed.
People stay together for the sake of family. But now, personal freedom and happiness trumps all. It sounds selfish. It sounds selfish, doesn't it? Right. Maybe or maybe not. And that's what we're here to discuss on this episode of K100. So, here are my questions to the caller. Here we go. Pay attention, everybody. Is your freedom from a not-so-great relationship more important than keeping a family together? Is your freedom from a not-so-great relationship more important than keeping a family together? Question number two. This is my sister's, but it's going to pertain to you men, too. I'll flip it around. Black women used to be the quote-unquote backbone of the family, right? They used to be the glue that bonds. The guys were the breadwinners. The women were the backbone. Now, ladies, I know you're going to jump down my throat and say, well, shit, nigga, now we got to be the breadwinner, too, because half the niggas in prison and half of these niggas too started to take care of their families. I understand that, ladies. I understand y'all are pulling double duty. Trust me. I understand y'all pulling double duty. All right? So I can sympathize with the point that you're going to make as soon as I open up the phone line. You dig? I get that. I understand that. All right? But now, black women, I don't need a man. Black women are quick to say, I don't need a man. I can do it by myself. To hell with a nigga putting up with a man, quote unquote shit, whatever it may be. Of course, we're gonna draw the line between should you stay in a relationship, this nigga knocking you unconscious every other night. Nah, homie. That's break the family up over that from that behind that nigga. You feel me? But we're blurring the line, I think, a little bit. Now we're quick to pull the trigger. We're quick to break up and say fuck a nigga a little too fast, ladies. And some of you men gonna have to learn to be men in order for all of this to work. I'm gonna need niggas to stop being little boys. It's that simple. The last question: do you think that black people as a whole should opt out to stay together no matter what? Would this help us as a people if we took the stance that some of our mothers, most of our grandmothers and grandfathers did? Well, our mama's and daddy generation was the fuck you, I'm out of here generation. So they started this shit. They started saying the hell with that shit and leaving niggas. Not saying they shouldn't have. Not saying they shouldn't have, but they. And then when it hit my generation, which is Generation X, which you should be in about your 30s now, it was really like, nigga. But then again, of course, when we saying bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks, why would they stay around, fellas? Why would they? Why would they? Zactamundo. Alright? But this is the stuff that we have to get out in the air. This is stuff that we got to talk about. We don't do that. If I don't do that, if I don't have these kind of shows, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Alright? Serious topic. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get ready to open up the phone lines. And we're going to have at it. Episode 204. Let's pop it. First up on deck, who is always first up. He's always, I swear, always the first person on the phone line. Down in South Georgia, 912, Billy Bad Phoenix. Get at me, homie.
Hey, man. Nobody can make an intro like you can, bro.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Of course, 347-934-0966 is the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966 is the number to dial into the show. So you heard my spiel, what I'm talking about here tonight, Billy Bad Phoenix. So I'm going to ask you these questions. Now, once again, when I get to the ladies, understand, ladies, I sympathize and I am in no way condoning the behavior of sorry-ass men. What I'm asking everybody in a nutshell is, when it comes down to family, listen, there is no such thing as a perfect relationship, people, okay? Let's just get that clear. No one's perfect, so thus there can't be the perfect relationship. All I'm saying is, we're getting a little bit too jumpy to break up the families now, to say, fuck this nigga, even though you got three kids with this nigga, or two kids with him, or even one kid with him. Too quick to say, the hell with him, the hell with that, the hell with that bitch, whatever you want to call it, whatever it pertains to you, and say it's all about being happy. I need to be happy. If I ain't happy, fuck that, I'm out. Was your grandmama happy all the time? No. Was your granddaddy happy? No. They had to work a bullshit job. They had to clean up behind white folks and all kind of shit, but they did it for your ass. So I'm asking you, black people, can we start to sacrifice a little bit of happiness, just a little bit of happiness, which means, fellas, yes, including myself, you can't get all the pussy you want because you got an old lady at home. That could cause problems in a relationship. Yes, I know you would be happy with fucking that super fine bitch that you met at the club last week, but you can't do it, homie. Maintain. Billy Bad Phoenix, question number one. Is your freedom from a not-so-great relationship more important than keeping your family together? Do you think, as black people, in order to help our people, we need to start to put up with just a little bit more shit in our relationships in order to make things work out? What you think?
Well, you know, as you pointed out, as everybody else would point out, you know, all relationships aren't perfect. You know, I'll give you a perfect example, and I'm not going to try to keep you or anybody else holding on. Before I lost my uncle 3 years ago, him and my aunt were married 48 years. 48 years, but it wasn't all perfect. You know, my uncle was a dog back in his prime, but, you know, my aunt still stuck with him, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you know, that's the basics of it, you know, is communication. And at the same token, when you out trying to make yourself happy, you know, if you feel that if it ain't worth fighting for, then why fight something that ain't worth fighting for?
Is your family worth fighting for? People say all the time their family is the most important thing. I hear people all the time say their family is the most important thing. Family is worth fighting for, blah, blah, blah. But you're the same people that I'm not condoning cheating, ladies. But I know women who've been with a guy who's got two kids from a guy, caught him cheating one time and left him over. And they're like 20 years old, 25, 26 years old. So you basically got rid of your husband or whatever because you caught him cheating. You know what I mean? I can see these beating your fucking ass every night. Basically, you know, I'm going to mute him real quick. I'm going to go back to him. I don't know who's yelling in the background. I got you back open, Billy.
Oh, no,
okay, but you know, just doing all and break up off the home. So now all the issues and drama that come with the father not being at home, and she had two boys, two black males. And I'm not saying that she should have just stuck by him because she's a dog necessarily, but damn, one time, I mean, can we put up with a little more extra shit is all I'm saying. Of course, the ladies are going to jump down my throat and say, nigga, would you put up with her if she fucked another nigga and got pregnant by him and blah, blah, blah. Of course, I'm not, listen, I'm just saying, we are going to have to agree to disagree on some shit tonight, people. But all I'm telling you is, we're going to have to start putting up with a little bit more shit in these relationships in order for the betterment of our people. At the end of the fucking day, that's all I'm telling you. Question number two, Billy Bad, and I'm going to 904 next. You're on deck.
Okay.
Do you think that black women, when they say they're gonna leave a man, do you think it's selfish when a black woman leave a man over anything besides being abused or repeatedly cheating on her? Once. You know, he slips up, whatever, you know. But if I ain't talking about every time she turned her back, he got 3-4 holes and he fucking all of them raw and he getting other bras pregnant and all this other shit. But, you know, he don't beat her or anything. Like, do you think it's selfish if a black woman just leave somebody like that? Or should a black woman's main concern is being happy?
Well, her main concern is this. You know, a lot of women complain, you know, that... You know, the reason being why they're not happy in a relationship because of the time invested. And that was the key word that just kills my conscience every time. Where they say, I invested all the time. I'm going to stick with them because all the time I invested in this and this, that, and the third. Okay, as I discussed before, if it's not worth it, then why stick with it? Because of the time invested, that's a cop-out move. But at the same token, yes, it is selfish. If it's something minor, if it's something that could be worked out, and work it out. You know, don't sit there and just leave something that could be fixable and just go to something that's going to be completely shattered that you can't fix. So, yeah, it would be selfish for a woman to do that now. If she was constantly cheated on, abused, and all the whole nine yards that people see on Mari every day, then, yeah, be happy. Go out there and leave whatever it is that ain't making you happy.
Yeah, my whole thing about it is a lot of times they end up leaving, and by the time you know it, they done left the husband or the boyfriend, the father of their kids, and then they done add about 10 other extra dicks up under their belt, trying to search for the quote-unquote right guy, and still end up with a nigga that cheat on them at the end of the day. And maybe that's a testament to us as black men, to the state of us. We just fucked up like that. That it's just that hard to find a decent quote unquote decent man. Could be. I'm not letting us off the hook tonight either. But I mean, at the end of the day, let's try and tough it out a little bit longer, ladies. That's all I'm saying. Last question number 1904. Here we go. Last question number 3. Do you think black people as a whole should opt to stay together no matter what? No matter what? Would this help us as a people? Like our grandmama and them did? No matter what, stay together. What you think about that?
Times have changed, man. Back in the day.
Back in the day, what?
No, I'm saying back in the day, like the old days, the grandmama and the great grandmama.
You mean old days when most black men didn't do prison time? You mean the old days when black men were respectful of women and stuff because their daddy would beat the shit out of them if they disrespected a woman because they was in the household with them? You mean them old days? Or what old days do you mean? Exactly what fucking old days are we talking about? Those old days?
Those
old days wasn't that bad. Oh, okay.
Yeah, those old days. Those old days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those old days where they had about 20 kids and they tried to instill all the knowledge in them. But when it comes to sticking it together with family, yes, it is. They need to try to work it out, at least. That's the best thing they can do is try to work it out. If it ain't worth working for, then, you know, y'all still mommy and daddy, but y'all need to be happy on your own, you know?
Huh. Really? Yeah, okay.
That's the gist of it.
We'll see. Stand by.
Yeah.
904. Holler at me. You're on K100 Internet Radio. 904-371. What's
happening? You know, it's everybody's favorite freestyler, man. It's King Hollow in the building, man.
What's happening?
I think I got a special guest with me tonight on your radio show. You still got that 718 number on?
No, they're not on here right now. They was, but then they hung up. So if they call back, if that's some of your people,
that was my boss. That might have been my boss, you know what I'm saying, from what I ain't going to tell nobody, cause I ain't got time for the haters. But you know what I'm saying, I want to get on this real quick. So let's get to work, man.
Okay. Let's get to it. Episode 204. Question to King Hollywood. Question number 1 out of the 904. That's Duval County. You feel me? You know what I mean? That's Florida. Is your freedom from a not-so-great relationship? And I ain't talking about the worst relationship ever, but it may not be all that gravy, it may not be peaches and cream, but it ain't that bad. It's livable, but you're not necessarily the happiest camper. Is your freedom from a not-so-great relationship more important than keeping a family together?
My freedom is more important than keeping a family together, and the only reason I say that is because if I'm not happy in the situation, why the hell am I going to stay when I can still take care of my kid, you know what I'm saying, and still deal with the situation? So, you know what I'm saying, me being with her is not a factor.
Yes, this is what I was waiting to hear. This is it. This was the line I was waiting for. I knew I wouldn't even get the 3 calls before somebody say that line. That you can do it without being there. Yes, people. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. We all know that you don't necessarily have to be with someone to take care of your kid. You don't necessarily have to be with someone to be in their life. We understand that. You feel what I'm saying? But your mama and your grandmama, mama and all them people, they weren't always happy with the person, always, but they sacrificed in order to keep the family, the bloodline tight, to keep kids with a more stable house home. You know, no matter what you say, it's nothing like living in a household with your child at the end of the day.
But see, back in the day, what they don't realize is that they enjoyed doing this. They sacrificed blood, sweat, tears, went to work 3-4 jobs because they liked to see a smile on our face. They might not have been able to stand our grandmom at all times. I mean, there was some times, you know, my grandfather walked the hell out, got him an apartment, basically away from the house and stayed the hell away from my grandma for a couple of months. You feel me? And I had to roll, too. And that just, you know what I'm saying, like I say, that clarifies what I just said. I ain't staying with nobody if I ain't happy. I can take care of my jit. Let me take care of my jit. I ain't got to be with your bitch point blank, period. You know what I'm saying? Go and put that pimp cock, put it in the sock, and go do what you got to do and watch that shit drop. You hear me? is what it
so,
is.
So and basically you're taking the stance that most black men take, which is why we're in the shit state that we are in as black people, basically.
Oh, no, I'm not taking what most black men do, because most black men are pussy whipped. You know what I'm saying? They're blinded. They don't want to see the truth. The truth is, you ain't got to be with your baby mama to take care of your motherfucking child. And do you know
sure
what I'm saying? If you're a
sure
man about your situation,
I never said
the court
that.
Ain't got to get involved.
I never said you had to be pussy whipped or be with your baby mama to take care of your child. This is not what I'm talking about, homie. What I'm talking about on the show tonight is, a lot of times, when you got children from a woman, and everything ain't hunky-dory, grave or whatever, niggas be so quick to be like, man, fuck that bitch, I'm out. You feel me? And you can still take care of your jit without being with her, but at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what you, nigga, or no other nigga say. It's better for the child, at the end of the day, to have both parents in the household. Now, this is statistics. This is facts. We know.
Guaranteed.
43% drop in the chance of a black male going to prison if his father lives in the household with him. 43%.
Right. But hold on now. Let me go ahead and scream at you real quick. All right.
Okay.
You're right. It is better for the mom and the pop to beat up, but it's also better for the kid not to see daddy beat mama ass because mama
so
fucking off.
We're not talking about abusive relationships. We're not talking about abusive relationships. I told you
I'm
that
not
I'm
neither.
Not.
I'm just saying, though. You understand? If you're not really happy and y'all going through some things, you don't want your kids seeing that, you know what I'm saying, you can't stand his mama. Because that's going to leave an impression on it.
This is what I'm saying.
Now, am I lying? Now, that's not Trill. Let
right.
me know what Trill is.
Right, but whatever happened to parents, putting on for the sake of their kids, even if you ain't happy or whatever, you don't let your damn kids see the shit. That's the damn point. I know
I
didn't know it when they was fighting. I barely knew when they was beefing, even though I know they probably was at this point in life. We didn't know what the fuck. There was motherfucking grown-ups. There was motherfucking parents. They didn't let their motherfucking child know it, nigga.
Right. I have no problem with that, but you understand, this is 2011. This ain't goddamn washing boards and, you know what I'm saying, black and white TVs. This is where, you know what I'm saying,
okay.
We got ways to do what we got to do. This is where we going to handle business, and niggas like me, I don't put on for nobody.
Uh-huh.
If I'm not happy with what's going on, I'm not putting on in front of my child, nothing. I'm going to keep it all the way G because I want them to be raised up all the way G.
So what you're telling me with that statement is your child's stability and happiness in the long run, you can't put on a little act for them, you can't do that for your seed, for your jit?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that I'm always keep it 100 with my kid.
That's
what I'm saying. With my jit. That's what I'm going to keep it 100 with. You feel me?
Is your child really asking you, daddy, is you happy with mommy or is you ready to leave her? What child asked their parents that? I don't know.
I wouldn't like. A question like that, of course, we're going to sugarcoat.
My child asked me more questions when I left than he did when I wasn't. Asked me why I wasn't there no more than when I was fucking there. Do I want to leave? Matter of fact, he never asked me that shit. But when I left, nigga, I had to answer questions about why the fuck I ain't there no more. That's what I do for. Now, that's what
right.
I do know. Okay, then.
Right.
So now, here we are. K-100
right.
Internet Radio, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. I got the homie King Hollow. He down there in Duval, the 904, checking in. You feel me? Episode 204. Freedom over family. We're talking about the choice to keep your personal your personal self happy more important than toughing it out per se with your family. Now, of course, me and King Hollow here is where me and King Hollow obviously I agree with him about some things. All right, like he said, his freedom is happy. He don't want to fake it or whatever. You don't, and his number one thing that I agree with, of course, is you do not have to be with your baby mama, baby daddy, ex-husband, whatever. You don't have to be with them in order to do right by your child. I do right by my kids all the time. My kids love me. I'm a responsible father. I'm there for my kids, you know, when they need me, whatever, and I'm not with their mother. But I can sit here and honestly say that if I had it to do over, I would have toughed it out and would have made it more of an effort to stay in the relationship for the sake of my child. I cut and ran And I really didn't have to. I could have been.
You know, we can always sit here in Babylon about turning back the hands of time, but that's really not going to move, you know what I'm saying, the situation.
I know.
Because you understand that's in God's hand. If you could go back and tough it out, okay, let's just say I had a jit and I was going through the situation. I'm going to try my best to thug it out. I'm going to stay with her for as long as I possibly can. But if I'm coming home and I'm getting old before I turn 30, my face getting wrinkles, I'm tired of hearing this shit about where I'm at, and I'm trying to pay bills, and I'm working 2-3 jobs, and I can't even have a plate of dinner on the stove. You know what I'm saying? I know my kid happy because I just bought him an Xbox. You know what I'm saying? He happy. We putting on this act. We hunky-dory. But, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, it's tearing me up. I'm going to abusive habits, like, you know what I'm saying, I wait till my kid go to sleep and I'm drinking heavily. As in, you know what I'm saying, every day, on time, point blank, period. As soon as my boy go to sleep, I'm grabbing a bottle of liquor and taking it to the head, 'cause I'm tired of this bitch mouth. I will not get old before my time for nobody. I will do it for my jit and my jit only. Y'all can have the bitch, you can have that situation, because that's not what a real relationship's about. And you ain't even going 50-50 most of the time. So it's like, fuck it. So, like I say, freedom over family, I'm going to choose my freedom and my jit. So if I got to bounce with my jit, I'm gone.
Okay. So we have one male say he chooses his happiness and his freedom over the family, pretty much, with his statement. Do you think that black people as a whole should you don't think we should opt to stay together no matter what?
You should opt to try your best. To, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying, be in that situation if you can help it, if you can stand it. You feel me? God don't give you no more than what you can take and what you can allow.
Uh-huh.
So if you can take that situation with he and this girl mouth every night about some new dumb shit, or niggas constantly calling her cell phone, and you know what I'm saying, she want to hit the club and why you got to go to work, so she has to, you know what I'm saying, a little boy, a little girl around you, her sister, which is a hoe or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying, if you can stand that type of shit, I applaud you. You know what I'm saying? 100%. God damn it, I'm right there behind. You feel me? Me, I ain't with it. Fuck it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
But to the question, do you think that if we did take that stance, would it be better for our people as a whole? Let me before you answer that, let me just say one thing. I gotta say this, and I'm coming up to 337. I'm coming up to Raspy Rawls. I think that is next from the 337. All right. This is my thing. Our people, and you know this now, we don't have to argue this point. You know our people are last and behind in so many categories in this country, right? You do recognize and understand that, right?
Jealous hearted people get nowhere. I understand that. I mean, that's nature of a black man and black, you know, our black community now. We so jealous hearted we don't want to see the next man or woman come up to the point that we spread all these lies about, you know what I'm saying, we together as a black community. I'm going to be the first one to say it on your show, fuck the black community. And I really do mean that shit wholeheartedly.
So you saying fuck,
we're not even supporting ourselves.
So you saying fuck? So you literally on the show saying fuck the black community? This is your stance.
I'm saying that because we're not even together as a whole. I'm saying fuck the white community. I'm saying I'm with God's community. That's the community I'm supporting.
Okay. All right. So I guess unity amongst us really ain't the betterment of us. Now, of course, I want the betterment of mankind. Of course, but you're saying the betterment of us is something that you're not overly concerned with, basically. You don't
know the betterment of us, nobody's concerned with no more. Let's just look at it.
I'm having this show.
I'm not talking about you. You got a few, but we're the most jealous-hearted people on earth, and that's why our race is still behind the latter. If you look at it, white folks helping white folks. Mexicans helping Mexicans. That's why they motherfucking getting this cash, sending that shit back to Mexico to their family and doing what they got to do and living good. Instead, we motherfucking worried about, you know what I'm saying, that fuck nigga over there trying to shoot at me, you know what I'm saying, or he trying to fuck my bitch, you know what I'm saying? We the most jealous-hearted people, that's why we're not getting nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nowhere as a whole.
Okay. So, we have King Hollow checking in, you feel me? If you can stay on the line, I'm pretty sure people going to want to respond to some of the things that you said. So if you can stay on the line.
I mean, you know, like I said, I'll be right back. You know me, I'm on the show hopper. If you see my number, I'll be back in a few. I got to go hop on and drop my phone to a couple more of them. I'll be back home. And
all
if
right.
anybody got a problem, I'm on Twitter, KingHollow25 on Twitter. We can debate about this on Facebook respectfully because, like I said, you know, my point of view is not meant to disturb nobody. It's meant to wake y'all the hell up.
Exactly.
If you look at the Fox News shit, It's the same shit they touching on. You know what I'm saying? We need to come together, man. We got so many Uncle Toms out there that want to diss us. It's a goddamn shame. You know, we got so many people want to hate on us. The damn shame. All we doing is trying to kill each motherfucking each other, like Tupac was rapping about. We ain't trying to better nobody. I mean, you got a couple on like me that's trying to make y'all realize, look, come together as a whole. But you know what I'm saying? Until that shit happens, you know, I don't want to hear about that unity shit. That's a dream.
But you have to, somebody, see, the point is, brother, and I'm going to, the point is, hollow, homie. And you know, we good. But the point is, homie.
I know that. You already know. I know, but
the point,
keep it all the way real.
Yeah, but the point is, homie, the mentality and you saying that is not, it's counterproductive to everything that you just said that you would like to, that you want to see happen, that you think that we need to do as a people. But everything, your attitude and stance towards everything you're saying is counterproductive.
Right, but you understand why I'm doing that. Negative reinforcement is going to bring some kind of attention. And you know what I'm saying? The positive enforcement wasn't working. You know what I'm saying? Positive enforcement ain't working. We've been trying positive enforcement for so goddamn long that it's failing. You know what I'm saying? Our activists are getting killed by black people. Our motherfucking people that were taking a stand to go up there and fight for us was getting killed by black people. Not white people. Not Mexicans. Black people. Over jealous shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's look at Marvin Gaye. He got killed by his daddy. You know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to talk to him, be like, son, this, you know what I'm saying? We get knocked off by our own people. And so if you got to bring that negative influence to make people open their eyes to realize that, yeah, we need to come together, then fuck it. I'm going to say what I have to say, and they can take it as negative they want to, but at the end of the day, you got to agree with me. We is not coming together as a people. That's why I'm saying fuck black community.
Okay. Of course, I don't take the stand that King Hollow says fuck the black community. I love the black community. That's why I'm having this show. I'm pretty sure he, in his own twisted way, loves the black community. I'm pretty sure in his own twisted way, he loved to tough it out and stay in the household with his child, with his son, raise his seed with his mama. But we're going to go to the next call. Stand by. I don't know. Of course, like I said, we're going to have to respectfully agree to disagree on that one. Stand by, King Hollow. Raspy Ross.
Hey man, this your boy Nooney Jr.
I'm in this bitch, man.
Hey man, I'm in this bitch, and before King Hollow hang up, I hope he listening.
Hung up.
You know, and hey, me, he already hung up.
As soon as I got off his line, that's okay.
Okay, well, make sure when you talk to him, you tell him people gonna say something about what he said. You know, you might have 20 people that might get mad at that, but in reality.
Uh-huh.
Out of them 20 people that's going to say something, y'all probably feel just like he feel, man. So stop all that fronting that y'all be doing, because this show is called Keep It 100. You feel me? So don't come criticizing that man if you doing the same shit. But you know, because it's bro, before we get started, it's a lot of people that play that good guy role.
Uh-huh.
But at home, they doing all kind of stuff to their kids and other people. Just don't nobody see it. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of successful black men and black women that make $100,000, $200,000, and all that. But they do some real sinister shit. So, but before y'all come in here knocking King Hollow, which I don't even agree with what he said, but before y'all come in here knocking him, please don't be doing the same shit. Y'all just trying to get some shine points on K100, because I feel like, fuck you feel me? And another thing, shout out to all of the bitch-ass niggas and the bitch-ass bitches that ran from Nooney Jr. Live, that be seeking asylum and you know, they can come hide on the K100. You feel me? Shout out to all y'all motherfuckers. Hello, I'm in this bitch, Blizzard. Fuck with me. Fuck with me, nigga. Hey. Blizzard. Hey, Blizzard. If anybody take offense, to that shit, Blizzard. If anybody take offense, nigga, come see about me, nigga.
I give no asylum. I let you come on the show and you can attack them freely on the show. This is not really truly asylum over here, Nooney. When you're on the show,
see,
I open up the
Blizzard, but see, you might talk loud, you might do all that, but you like have an actual purpose, nigga. Like, I am the devil, nigga. So when I talk loud, that's how I'm coming at them. I don't even talk to them, Blizzard. So like I said, niggas run to K100 from our Nooney Jr. Live because they can't take the pressure, the heat. You feel me? See, you be being educational. You be giving niggas a pass because you are a good person, because you a real OOG. You feel me? See, I'm not OG. I'm BG. You know what I'm saying? And BGs don't give niggas passes. You feel me? Hello.
Okay. Let's get into it then. We're gonna go ahead and talk to you. We're gonna go ahead and talk to you, Junior. Episode 204. K1 Internet Radio, you did. I'm your host, Blitzen. Thanks for tuning in. 347-934-0966. Freedom. The question is freedom over family. This is what we're talking about. Essentially, I'm asking the people on the show tonight, is your personal happiness, your personal freedom from stress and all this kind of little these new nuances that come with being in a relationship more important than the cohesiveness of your family as a unit? So, Tununu Jr., I ask you that first question. Is your freedom from a not-so-great relationship more important than keeping a family together? Cause you should,
are we talking about like my family, or are we talking about a relationship with kids?
A relationship with kids. A relationship with kids. This is basically what we're talking about. When you got children with a woman.
I think that, I mean, honestly, I think that the family is, like, more and more important than most things.
Right.
But at the same time, and you know what? I really want to wait till your third question to break something down to you. Because I've been listening, and I noticed something that's been said, but I also noticed something that wasn't said.
Okay,
but
well,
I'm going to wait.
I only got three questions. And the second one is mostly for women. So let me ask you this. Do you think black people as a whole should opt to stay together no matter what? Would this help us as a people now, as a black race?
No. You know what? I'm wrong. Did you ask four questions or three questions?
Three questions. The other question was black women used to be the backbone of the family, and now they're quick to say they don't need a man. Is this selfish, or is their happiness more important than staying
with them? First off, I'm not going to say whether women need a man or not. But what I am going to say, y'all say that y'all believe in God. Well, God figured that it's man and woman and child. That's what God say.
Okay.
That's what God say. So all y'all talking about y'all believe in Christ, if you ever is dissing a man or a relationship, you ain't following God's law. Which I don't follow God's law because I have sex and I ain't married. So I ain't finna try to criticize you. But that's all I got to say about that. Now, you can twist it how you want it. You can call all black men dogs. But guess what? Ain't all black men dogs. Y'all only choose the dogs. Y'all don't choose the good guys who might be, you know, trying to do his thing, but he just ain't on top yet. He don't have a goddamn Bentley or a Benz. Y'all choose the dogs. So you can't blame the dog. You blame your goddamn self. You feel me?
Okay. Hello. I got three women coming up in a row, so I know they're gonna jump on their
I don't give a damn. Hey, bro, I don't give a damn what they gotta say. Because guess what? If the nigga beat you once and you felt like we ain't gonna talk about if you should leave or not. What we gonna talk about is what you want. See, the problem with people is they don't know what they want out of life. If you want to be a criminal, then be a criminal, my nigga. Don't be a criminal, but then you a bitch-ass nigga. Like, don't be no bully, but then you don't want to fight everybody. If you're going to be a bully, you're going to have to fight. When
right.
you run up on somebody, whether they could weigh 160 pounds and don't know how to fight, or they could weigh 160 pounds and be a Marine recon killer, guess what? It don't matter. You ran up on somebody. You didn't know who you was running up on. This time you got your ass whooped. Don't try to run. Be who you want to be. So with that being said, you sat there and messed with a dude you didn't even know. You fell all in love with him, and now you want to leave him. You got kids from now. Like, and then you want to blame men. You blame your goddamn self.
Okay.
You blame your goddamn self. Just like men. You dog that woman out, you blame your goddamn self. It's been many women that I could have been with that got all kind of money, all kind of houses, but guess what? I saw a warning sign before we even got that deep. Like, why are you even having babies with somebody who you don't even want to be with for the rest of your life? Like, that's your own damn fault. That's especially if you're talking about you as a Jesus rapper. Don't come to me talking about you a Jesus rapper and you ain't doing stuff in a Jesusly way. You feel me? Don't tell me that, cause I don't want to hear that bullshit. Stop talking about the Jesus, but you were sucking dick on Liberty Road for $5 last night. Fuck that. Keep it real. Keep it 100. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Stop lying. Stop acting like you a Jesus, a damn Bible pusher. Stop talking about all men dogs, cause ain't all men dogs. I'm not no damn dog. But when I'm single and I'm fucking with a flea-ass bitch, I'ma treat her like a flea-ass bitch, because that's what she is. But guess what? I ain't gonna nut in that hoe either. Hello.
Okay. So, that was Nooney Jr. Shout out to Nooney Jr. You know what I mean? Follow Nooney Jr. Tell them how to follow you on Twitter and how to get to your show.
At Nooney Jr. 713 on Twitter, baby. If you want to find me, just type my name on Google. 10 million hits, man. That's what it is. You don't even got to find me. Just type in N-O-O-N-I-E-J-R. Type it in. I bet you see something. I bet you see me in there. I bet you see me in there.
All right, homie, stand by. Let me let you know this how they feel real quick. Go
hold on, hold on, Blizzard.
Yeah.
Blizzard, you ain't had that third question, did you?
Yeah, the third question was, do you think, well, let me ask you again so we can make sure you got a chance to say what you want to say. Do you think that black people as a whole, and the question, of course, before you ask this, if you're going to say the sense like King Oliver that you really don't give a shit about black.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Right, okay.
I'm going to give you an educated answer.
Okay, so do you think that black people as a whole should opt to stay together and tough it out more than what they're doing now, and that would help us as a people, as a cohesive people together?
I got it.
Right.
I think black people should do the things that we're supposed to do before we even get in the relationship.
Right, you true. But if we don't...
Guess what? I understand what you're saying, Blizzum, but this is a thing that you kind of said it, but you didn't say it. Like, what you did say that times are, well, no, Billy Badass, he said times are different. And guess
right.
what? All these, well, I ain't going to say all, but a relationship is a team. If you got a man and a woman, it ain't just if the woman goes to work and she loves her man, and if the man don't love the woman back, then guess what? The relationship is not going to work. So, with that being said, if we do the things that are necessary to make sure that we have a fulfilling and a full relationship, then when the hard times come, we're going to be ready for them. See, everybody who having kids nowadays, they don't even love each other. They don't even love each other. They don't even know what love is. They have not even proven that they love each other. Their definition of love is eating it from the back real good and making them nut. It's having a lot of money. It's having a lot of swag. That's not love. Because guess what? I was married at 18 years old, you feel me? And I never cheated. I never cheated on my woman when I was with her. And I don't care who don't believe it. I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say. Because guess what? I did what I was supposed to do. But see, the thing about it is, I am a soft-hearted guy. I'm a very nice guy that will give my all to a woman. But I had to stop doing that because these dirty-ass, ratchet-ass, cock-picking bitches out here will take advantage of you. You feel me? Now, the one I was with, she did not take advantage of me, so I was lucky. It's like you women. If you got a man that value the way you value him, you are fortunate. You are lucky. But not everybody is so lucky. And I'm telling y'all, if y'all do not handle y'all business and do not dot your I's and cross your T's and do the way that you're supposed to do it through God or through however you feel, and if you don't have a systematic approach to approaching a relationship and making it work, there's no way, Blizzard, that you can expect them to stay together. No way.
Okay. So you saying
to answer your question, yes, we should, when we make kids, when we become together, we should stay together. That's what should happen. Before that to happen, the right building blocks, the right Lego blocks have to be laid down. It's like trying to tell a crackhead to stop smoking crack, and he don't know how to. They don't know how to keep it real. They don't know how to be loyal. They don't know how to appreciate a person to the fullest. They don't want to do it. For first, they don't know how to. They don't care about doing it, and they don't want to do it. Because if they did, they wouldn't have even been in the situation to where they have to be fucked up like that. You feel me?
Okay.
And I know you ain't talking about abuse, but let me speak on it.
Nah, I'm not talking about abuse at all.
Let me speak on it, my nigga. I don't knock nobody. If you beat up your woman, guess what, dog? I don't know why you did it, but that's you, homie. But before you beat up your woman, take her face off of her head mentally and put your little girl face right there. Put your sister face. Put your mama. Put your grandma. Put your great-grandma. Put your auntie face there and smack her and see if you going to still do it. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. You feel me? Now, hey, I got a cousin that's on the line.
True that.
I got a female cousin that's on the line. If you want to talk to her about it, but you don't have to. It's just up to you. But I'm just telling you how I feel, Blizzle. You know what I'm saying? And I hope everybody understood what I said. But like, we have to.
I understand what you're
saying. You know what I'm saying, Blizzle?
You're right. You people. Okay, let me go say this. You gotta start everything right. But the point of the show is, we're talking about after you just didn't start it right. Let's say the person that you did get pregnant and blah 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 and all that, and it wasn't it wasn't the best person in the world, but you kind of did. You feeling them and y'all was in a relationship or something, and it wasn't.
Let me ask you a question.
Just love like that, but you tried it to make it work. This is the situation I'm talking about. We got far too. First of all, let me stop you. We got far too many people who even if they was not the perfect setup or whatever, they still gave it a shot and gave it a try, and they still may have love for each other, they still may respect each other, but they still cut ties quick as hell now because of the times, like King Hollow, like Billy Bass said, where times have changed, so it's like cut ties and run, fuck the family, whatever, it's all about me being happy. Well, since you didn't think about that beforehand, don't bring that motherfucking happy shit up now, bitch. You didn't really care about
us
or nigga.
Have you ever said this saying before? And I want you to keep it real, and I'm pretty sure you have. They don't make them like they used to. Have you ever said that before?
I said it, but I mean, not necessarily in this context.
So with that being said, and I'm not making excuses for nobody, because guess what? When everybody die, you're going to get judged. You feel me? You're going to get judged. But all I'm saying is, not everybody is like Blizzle.
I know that,
see,
but I'm...
So with what I'm trying to say is, you see, you got to stop getting upset, stop getting all excited, and understand, which I know that you do understand, but I'm telling you, they're not going to do it because they're fucked up from the internal side. They're not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? 2 + 2 = 4. You got some people that lives is based on 2 + 8 = 2. And that's not right. That's not right. You feel me?
I can't save. Listen, Nooney. I'm not here to save the fucked up people.
Keep it 100 now, Blizzard. This show is called Keep 100.
I'm not here to try to save the crazy niggas who just beat the fuck out of their bitch for no reason.
I'm not even talking about beating women. I'm not talking about beating women. I'm talking about accountability. I'm talking about accountability and responsibility.
What are we talking about?
That could be, listen, that could be maintaining a bank account. It doesn't matter what segment of the relationship. If a nigga or a female is not accountable and they're not held accountable and they're not responsible and they're not held responsible all their life, they're not going to just learn how to do it overnight. They're not going to do it. You feel me, Blizzle? Be real. When you went to school, if you fucked up and you talked back to your mama, what happened to you?
Yeah, I got my ass beat, but what's the point?
The point is, a lot of people ain't getting that. And when they come out as adults,
they are fucked up. Your fucking daddy was in the house, nigga. He might have put a foot up your fucking ass, and you wouldn't end up in prison, nigga. That's the whole point where I'm trying to reverse the cycle.
And the whole point is that they're not like, they didn't have that, Blizzard. They didn't have it. They didn't have it. Obviously, they didn't have it. Because if they had it, they would not be the way that they are.
The show is about helping them have that. That's why I'm having the show. Let's get more fathers back in the house. Let's stop breaking
but
up.
Hey,
shit.
But see, listen. I agree with you. You ain't supposed to just leave. But at the same time, the man ain't supposed to be cheating either. Let's keep it 100. If you're married to somebody,
you ain't supposed
to be cheating.
I know that.
Just like,
do a lot of shit.
See,
do it.
See, the way that I was taught that if I'm married to a chick and she become paralyzed tomorrow, that's still my wife. See, that's how I was taught, Blizzle.
Well, okay.
But ain't everybody get taught like that, though.
You're right.
See,
hold
right,
on.
See, right, see, dog, right now, let's say you was involved in a big case in Panama City, and you was a, and you ended up being accused of snitching, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, this is some side shit, Blizzle. If you got accused of snitching and the whole Panama City said you was a snitch, you was still my nigga, and you gonna be my nigga.
Right.
Now, I'm not gonna lie, shit gonna change, but you still my dog, and I still feel that loyalty to you, to be there for you in certain in any way I can, or any way that I feel that I should. And that's just the difference between ain't everybody like that, bro. Ain't everybody like that when it come to women, when it come to men, when it come to kids. Ain't everybody like that.
You're right. You're obviously right about that. Stand by. I got about 30 people on the line. Let me get some of these other calls, Looney. Hold on. Hold on. Real quick. All right. Let me get some of these. Hold on. I see everybody's hands raising. Let me go ahead and jump down the line. Up next from the A50319. What it do?
Hey, this is Shay Shay. What's up?
What's going on?
Brandon, you like that, don't you?
All right. So Shay. Now this I got three women coming up straight back to back. 973 on deck, 843 on deck, 856 on deck also. C34347 850 subscriber callers too. All right, look Shay. This mm-hmm. this is the point, and you're the first female that's on the show. So far we've heard from all men, all right? I agree with a lot of things that Nooney was saying. Now Nooney was basically talking from a standpoint. He was right. He is totally right in saying that you need to start out the right way in a relationship. I understand.
That is correct.
I totally understand that. I'm not arguing that point with him whatsoever. I'm actually more agreeing with Nooney way more than I am with King Hollow. Me and King Hollow are not seeing eye to eye with most of the shit. But with Nooney, I understand I'm seeing eye to eye with mostly everything he's saying. You do need to build that first. But for the purposes of the show, we're saying that you have already gotten into the relationship. You feel mm-hmm. me? Maybe not on the best of terms, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But we're talking about
a lot of times the case.
Most of the time nowadays. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Because of the nature of society, because we've been going on and on this whole fucking time, about three generations now, three solid generations of fucking cut and run, so we got more baby mamas and baby daddies than we do husbands and wives, and so people are not being raised, you know, and so it's all fucked up now. So this is why we have these problems, why people feel they can just do all this extra shit and just get whoever pregnant or whatever, you know, and I'm a culprit of this shit myself, you know what I'm saying? But the point is, we're talking right now in terms of man, black woman, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to exclude other races, but for the purpose of this show, black man, black woman.
About us for a minute.
We're talking about us, black man, black woman. We together, we kicking it, you know. We dating, we end up moving in together a little something, you know. We really been, you know, kicking it for a minute. You get pregnant, all right? Now you like me enough, whatever, to lay down with me, you know, fuck me wrong, whatever, blah blah, and all this kind of shit. Hopefully, well, of course, we know that's not necessarily always the case, but still, we're just gonna go with this assumption. And y'all are somewhat in a relationship, okay? Y'all are in a relationship, not somewhat. Y'all are. You get pregnant, you have two kids by this guy. Bam. That's what we're starting this conversation. Period. Because we ain't talking about somebody who you just fucked, some nigga that you met outside the motherfucking club that night, and when it got fucked by this nigga after y'all left the Waffle House and then got pregnant. Okay, that is not the motherfuckers I'm talking about in this scenario whatsoever. Let me be fucking clear about that. I'm not talking about that scenario. That's not a scenario I'm even speaking on. I'm speaking on you are in a relationship with this person. Y'all are together, married, or in a serious relationship living together. So from that mark, this is where the conversation starts to take place. Now, I'm going to ask you the questions. Episode 204, K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Now, if this is you, Shay, and
mm-hmm.
You're not happy. You're not miserable. You don't want to go home and commit suicide every time you think about going home. But you're not, quote-unquote, happy. Everything is in peachy cream gravy. Is your You're just not happy. You know what I'm saying? But you're maintaining, you're living, you know, you're not coming home and getting punched in the face every fucking night, all right? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you're just not the happy camper. Maybe you suspect your guy not cheating. Maybe he's not showing you enough attention. Maybe he hasn't worked in a year or whatever, whatever. All right? Is your freedom from a not-so-great relationship more important than keeping your family together?
Okay, from that standpoint, we've already established that, you know, that you need a foundation. And if that ain't there, then at this point, you have to take responsibility for being that foundation for your kids. And when it comes to happiness, your children become your happiness. I mean, until they grown and get out your house, then, you know, at a certain point, you know, what you want is going to have to be cast aside because they didn't ask to be here. You know, you might not have asked for them to be here either, but they here, you made that decision to let them be here, and they didn't ask to be here, so you need to be worried about what's best for the kids. And two, stop expecting, you know, to have the perfect relationship. There's no such thing as a perfect relationship. Stop expecting it to be like, you know, what you think it's supposed to be. I mean, you know, every man ain't going to be the same. Every woman ain't going to be the same. You got to work on what works for you. You know, aside from him beating your ass, or cheating, which is, you know, not till death do you part. Ain't nobody say, you know, that went in the vows, y'all married or whatever, you know, until he beat you or whatever. You know, if he beating your ass or, you know, if he cheating on you, okay, well, you know, depending on the situation, maybe y'all can talk it out or whatever, work it out. You know, infidelity is wrong, but that can be worked out if that's between you two. But, you know, all that other, you need to suck it up. I mean, your happiness is your children. They deserve to be happy. You know, you got to do what's best for the kids. You can't say, well, I'm just tired of that bitch, so I'm just going to leave. Okay, so your children need a daddy. You can't just say, well, I'm just tired of that
well,
bitch.
King Hollow, well, King Hollow, well, if you take the stand.
The mama.
Yes, but King Hollow said he don't have to be there to take care of his jit. That's what King Hollow said.
You know what? He may not have to be there, but the children will grow up differently because he's not there.
He's still there, but he don't live with her. Does it matter?
Children need a family unit. Children need a family unit. If at all possible, they need a family unit. If you together, stay there and work that shit out.
Yes, but now you're going to have the woman that's going to come up next, and they're going to say, she can
be
happy with another man. She's going to say,
You want that 20%? Here we go. You're going to leave the 80 for the 20? So all the other shit this dude doing, you know, you're going to leave that to get what may be greener on the other side. The grass might be greener on the other side. This other nigga might beat your ass. He might not do, you know, whatever it is the other dude pissing you off about or the other chick pissing you off about or whatever, but he might beat your ass. You know, the other chick might run your ass in debt. So you're going to leave your 80% to go for the 20% because you ain't happy today. You ain't going to be happy every day. A relationship is work. It's not peaches and cream every day. But whatever brought y'all together enough to get you to the point where you had kids, you need to revert back to that, think back to that. You know, go back to the friendship, go back to the love, go back to the lust or whatever. If you need some old spark in it, you put that damn spark back in there, but you need to work that shit out.
Okay. Black women used to be, question number two, black women used to be the backbone of the family. Now they're quick to say they don't need a man. Is this selfish? Do you think black women at this point have a more selfish mind frame? Because even back in the day when you've always had men cutting out, and I'm not condoning it, people. I'm not condoning it. But you've always had the scenario where the man cut ties and tear out, break out, whatever. Men have always been on that bullshit. Even back in history. But the women were the ones who put up with the bullshit longer. But now, and I'm not trying to defend the guys from back then or whatever, but it seems like now, to me, for the purposes of the show, and not even this is what I see, women now are more quick to say, fuck that, I don't need a man, I can do it by myself, whatever, blah, 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 I ain't gonna put up with nobody's shit, blah, blah, blah. Do you think the mentality of the black woman has become more self-centered and worried about her happiness over her family?
I don't think the mentality has changed. I think back then, women still thought it. Sometimes they still felt like that. The difference was all of them didn't act on it. And I'm gonna tell you this, my grandmama had a whole house full of youngins. At one point, she got pissed off and decided she was tired of my granddaddy's shit, tired of all them damn kids, and she was leaving. She left and went back to where she was from and stayed gone for a couple of months, too. But you know what? She came back because she realized that, you know, being a mom, being a wife, you know, the role that she accepted, was more important than her just being, than her happiness, so to speak. So, you know, you got to find happiness where you at. Whatever happiness brought you there, that's what you got to work on keeping.
Answer the question. Do you think the black women in the general mentality has become more self-centered and selfish today?
I don't think they have become. I think in some forms it's always been there. They just did not act on it. And the difference is, like, you know, over time and because of the absence of, you know, fathers in some homes or whatever, you know, their attitude, it has caused a form of conditioning, I guess I could say, among some black women. I won't say that attitudes changed. It just made them feel more openly to act on it, more openly to say it, you know. But the truth of the matter is, you might not feel like you need a man, but your children need a father, and they need the father in their life.
Okay.
So,
question number three. Do you think black people as a whole, do you think it would help us if we opted to stay together more? Would you be willing to buy into the mentality of we need to stay together, if not for us, but for our people, to help our people as a whole get ourselves together?
Absolutely.
Do you think black people
as a whole, it takes a village to raise a child. I mean, you know, absolutely. I mean, because it starts at home. You know, you got to build a foundation from home. It goes back to the beginning of the conversation. You know, if they don't have that foundation, then like Nuni was saying, how can you expect them to, you know, to be better if they don't know better? You got to know better, be taught better to do better. But once you get to be an adult, okay, time is out for excuses. You have to man up, woman up, and do what you have to do.
Okay.
So, yeah, to answer that, yes. You know, we definitely need to be pulled together more.
All right, stand by.
Okay.
Michigan girl, and Michigan girl's next, and then I got 973, 856, in that order. Michigan girl, what it do?
What's going on?
843 also on deck. And I'm gonna also go back to Nuna Jr. line. I'm gonna talk to his cousin in a minute, but I'm gonna take these other calls that's been waiting on for a minute. Okay, also 843 is also too. So Michigan girl, another female. I want to talk to the females because I did kind of call y'all out with the second question, all right? Episode 204. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitz, and thanks for tuning in to the show. You dig? I really appreciate it. Be back in business, ladies and gentlemen. 347-934-0966 is the number to dial into the show. Episode 204, Freedom Over Family. And I'm talking about your individual happiness being put over your responsibility. I guess that's a good word to use as any. Your responsibility, you know, to want to maintain your family cohesiveness. Michigan girl's on the line. Now, Michigan girl, I can go ahead and tell people a little bit about you because you call the show frequently. You happen to be divorced, right?
Yeah.
So I really would like to tell you, you happen to be a divorced person, so your point of view on this really matters. You know what I'm saying? Because you're one of the people that have actually, I don't know if I want to say you put your individual happiness over your family per se. I mean, but at the end of the day, when we're having this show,
and I knew that might come up, but honestly, I feel that at the end of the day, I did not put my individual happiness over my family because there were other reasons for the divorce. I mean, there was not cheating once, but there was multiple cheating. There were other issues just besides, it's not the best relationship, because I could have just not gotten married, because anybody that knows and has listened to the show knows that I basically got married because I got pregnant with my daughter, and I felt that it was the best thing to do for my family to try to make this situation work. Okay, we liked each other enough to lay down and sleep together, even if it was just one time and I got pregnant, so we're going to go ahead and try to make this work. But in the end, there were other extenuating circumstances besides my happiness, because honestly, from day one, I was not happy. But I said, hey.
So then you know what, though? See, the thing is what you're saying, which is what Nuni was talking about. You basically, like he said, you basically started the building block off with your situation. Because you didn't.
And I agree with that. That foundation was not there because we were dating. We hadn't dated long enough to even, you know, get to a point where we would even say that, hey, I want to spend the rest of my life with this person. No, it wasn't a one-night stand, but yes, we were dating, but it wasn't, you know, anything like, you know, long-term. Like, okay, I think I might want to spend the rest of my life with this person.
Okay.
But also, he was trying to be in the church, and, you know, that played a whole nother role, and everybody said, okay, this is the best thing to do, this is what you should do. So, of course, that's what I did, but I put my family, my unborn child, and then my son also, who I already had, whose father I tried to make a relationship work for him, that didn't work. So I took all of that and said, okay, I'm going to try to make the best out of this situation and try to make it work.
Okay, so you feel like, even though you're divorced and you're not with your kid's father, you still feel like you didn't put your individual happiness first. You felt like you put your kids first and it still didn't work. This is what a lot of people are going to tell me tonight on the show, I'm assuming. They're going to say, look, I didn't even put my individual happiness first. I put my kids first, and the shit still didn't work. Where do you draw the line?
Well, you know what? Like, who was it? I think it was Noonie said, and I have to agree with that. It's also the choices that you make. I can say that I made some bad choices in men, but yet and still, at least I put some women or some people won't even put that effort in to say, I'm going to try to make it work for the family. They just like, fuck it, it's about me being happy or whatever. Because I can honestly say my son is 17, and he's only known two men in his whole life, in my life, and that was his dad, because I tried to make a relationship work, and my ex-husband. Those are, in 17 years, those are the only two men he's ever seen me with romantically.
Okay.
Like, living together, being with, because I took those two relationships for my kids and tried to make them work. But
okay.
I also have to take responsibility because I didn't make the best decisions in men, and so therefore the relationships still didn't work. One started out, one actually had a foundation. Me and my son's father met when we were 12, and we were on and off all through high school, half of our adult life. But in the end, it still didn't work because then it got abusive, and that's when you have to draw the line and say, you know what, yeah, I put my family first, but I can't endanger my life trying to, you know, make something work when it's not going to work.
Okay. So let me ask you about the mentality. What do you think of the state of mentality of black women right now? If you being a black woman yourself, black women used to be, question number two, black women used to be the quote-unquote backbone of the family. Now they're quick to say they don't need a man. Is this a selfish mentality? Do you think a selfish mentality, excuse me, has set in to black women for the most part? Now, I'm not talking about you and your cool and your girls, but for the most part, just to move.
I can speak for myself because I have a lot of friends that, like I said, I'm not dealing with no BS. And like Shay said, and like somebody else said, no relationship is perfect. I do believe that there is a selfish mentality in the end, but I also believe that, women live and, oh my God, movement, with, you know, women get more empowered. Played an effect because, like they said, my great grandmother stayed with my great grandfather through a whole bunch of crap, raised three kids. Everybody thought when the kids got grown, she would leave. But she stayed. There is a selfish mentality, but I think that women becoming more educated, the women's live movement, all of that may empower women to be able to feel more that way. I'm not saying we should take it back to the Stone Ages or nothing like that, but I'm just saying there are more, women have more resources now. Back when our grandparents and great-grandparents were staying together, a lot of that was, yeah, for the kids, but a lot of that also was financial because that woman couldn't go out and take care of five or six kids on her own. Even if she really did want to leave that man. There were many women that wanted to leave back then, but they had to stay because they had all these kids and they couldn't support them. It's easier now, and there are more opportunities for women to be able to say, well, you know what,
just because,
I don't need him.
But
I
just because,
support.
Yes, but just because these opportunities are here don't mean you have to take them, black women.
I didn't say it was right. I'm just saying that it is selfish. There's a lot of selfishness, but I'm also saying that there was some of that selfishness back then. It's just that, you know, the times have changed. Women are more educated. Women are able to support themselves now more so than they were then. So that combination of, I call it the microwave generation. We, you know, our generation wants everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. If it ain't how we want it right now, right this way, then we like, fuck it, we ready to move on. So that mentality and that selfishness, and then being able to take care of your kids on your own or having more resources available to you makes a lot of women throw up their hands like, fuck him, I don't need him. Never said it was right. I don't think it's right, but I'm saying that that's why I think it's like that.
Okay. And y'all black women really gonna want to tune into the Can a Black Woman Raise a Black Man show. Yeah. Think I'm stirring up dust tonight? You ain't seen nothing yet. Stay on the line, Michigan girl. 973, you're on the air with K100. What's popping?
I like the energy of your show.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. One more time, I didn't catch you at the very beginning. Who's this?
This King Tut from Jersey.
Oh, what's going on? Jersey in the building. What's popping, man? I knew that I thought 856 was Jersey, but I don't know. I didn't recognize that area code. But, yo, thanks for calling into the show, man. I really appreciate it, man. All right. So,
yeah, I think, like...
Go ahead. What do you got to say about the topic?
Okay, the topic is good. I think the answer is yes. I think if people can stay together, they should. It's
you think
all
they
possible.
Should. Okay, so let me ask you specific questions real quick. Is you personally, is your freedom more important? I mean, your freedom and happiness more important than your family? Would you put your personal happiness above making it work in a relationship with the female? Even if you weren't happy, would you tough it out a little longer than most? Do you think people are cutting and running more quicker nowadays? What do you think about that? Would you do it? Is your personal happiness more important than your family?
No, I would say no. I would say I'm gonna tell you what the problem is, that people stay together. I mean, people have the wrong idea of what a family is and what a relationship is supposed to be. Like, we got this idea, this romantic love and shit, like, and we gotta get that out of our head, because it ain't even about romance, you know? And watching all these soap operas and whatnot, you know, that's what women think it's supposed to be. And men think it's just about fun, you know. But what it is that we need to focus on more things than just the romance and the sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my opinion is this: Black people are under siege right now. We in a war right now. We in a survival mode, right? Everything is coming at us, so we gotta be in a war mode. So just like in a war, you ain't worrying about the latest Jay-Z record. You worry about winning the war and getting back home. So that's where we got to be at. Fuck the latest Jay-Z record. Fuck, you know, whoever out there. You know, right now, we need to be, like, building. We need to be opening our businesses, saving our money, not spending our money with all this foolishness. And we need to be, like, reading, getting our read on, teaching our kids about life, and building up our community.
Okay.
That's what we need to focus on, not romance.
Okay, so now, see, you're going to, I'm going to tell you right now, try to convince a woman, any woman, black, white, or whatever, I don't care, that her relationship doesn't need romance, homie. Yeah. Good luck on that one. All right? That's big to women. That's big to women. I understand what you're saying. In the grand scheme of things, I did what you're saying. But see, the thing is, that's going to be one of the things that women will leave a man over. Women will leave a man over. I'm not happy. He doesn't do the little things and blah, blah. And I know that's fairy tale and that's soap opera bullshit at the end of the day. But then again, if you're a woman, you know, not so much, bruh. Not so much. Women need those idiosyncrasies. You know what I mean?
What I'm seeing around me, I'm seeing a whole bunch of women who ain't getting every bit of romance. I see them waiting for the man to come home. I see them, you know, being ignored. I see them being taken advantage of. So they already at that state. So any little attention they get, they're going to be satisfied with it. They're going to be happy for it. But let me ask you this question. What's more romantic? What's more exciting than a black man and a black woman back to back fighting to survive? What gets you Johnson up harder than that? That's the most exciting thing.
So you're saying this struggle that we in as a people to just maintain our, see this, and you're gonna go back to one of my other callers. You're gonna bring it all the way back to my other caller, King Hollow, who was like, "There is no unity. We're not even." He's like, "Fuck that whole unity shit, whatever." And sadly to say, a lot of people has that mentality. But you're trying to convince people that the struggle of our people is more exciting especially convincing a woman that the struggle of our people to survival is more exciting and should be more of a turn on than some romantic shit, man. I'm gonna need Angela Davis and a couple more people to try and change my woman's frame on that shit. You feel me? Right about now. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll divorce you over a lot less than that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
I know I'm on something else. You know, no doubt. But what I'm saying, man, think about it, man. You know, that is exciting, man. We fighting, man. We back to back. We in this shit together for the kids, man, for the community, man. You know, people going to be coming together. People going to be building. People going to be learning. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to create romance. That's romantic, man. That's a dream. You know what I'm saying? A dream is romantic.
It is a dream. That is a dream, brother. When you can get these women to buy into that mentality right there, that's more exciting than taking them out to eat at the Cheesecake Factory. Good luck with that, homie. Yeah, good luck with that.
That's what we're facing.
That's the challenge right there.
That's the challenge we're facing. Because
but good luck
right now.
I say good luck with that, though, but yeah.
See, the black man got to take the lead on that. Like, okay, man. You know, see, right now, I know it's hard because women are in that fantasy mode, right? They're in that fantasy mode, and they want excitement. But to me, man, they should be ready for something because they ain't got nothing now, man. They got a bunch of men acting like boys. They should be tired of that by now. They should be ready at the point where they appreciate a brother who cares about more than just some ass. They should be at a point right now where they should be receptive to this shit, man. They should be open wide to this shit right here, man. This shit should make them fucking lubricate, man. Right now,
because
they ain't getting it, man.
I don't know. I mean, they ain't, man. But they definitely open wide to some big bank accounts and rims. But that's not a shot across the brow, my ladies. I'm sorry, ladies. I know all y'all don't think like that. But what I'm saying is, I see what you're saying. And some of the real women on the show, I got some women coming up. 843's next. I think it's my homegirl. I think it's my homegirl, LL. So hopefully that's her, yeah. And we can get another female on the deck. But hopefully, what you're saying, and I get what you're saying, that they are getting to a point where, shit, just a man trying to tough it out, trying to work hard, trying to, you know, maybe that can, but I'm telling you, maybe if they get to a certain age, but our younger generation, homie, nah. Anything under 30, you can just forget that whole rap. You can wrap that whole conversation we just had up and throw that shit and flush that shit like right down the toilet. ASAP.
Yeah.
Anything under 30, matter of fact, I would say under 40, but I got some 30-something-year-olds on my line who they maybe can get kind of sort of what you're saying, maybe. But anything under 30, nigga, you can kill that whole notion.
Well, you know what? You're right, but I'm going to tell you something now. What we got to focus on is the kids, man, because, like...
I know, that's the point of the show.
Like, something like you, right, some of these people is like, I don't want to say too late, but like you said, man, it's a lost generation, so people like us need to be teaching this to the little kids. Like, how many, you know, like, what... I always ask this question, right? It's a fantasy of mine. What if all the sisters, right, or the bitches, whatever you want to call them, because I don't call them that, but what if all of them... decided, I'm not going to give it up to nobody who ain't getting their read on. Right? But they said, you teach the little girls this. Don't give it up to nobody who ain't getting their read on. Don't give it up to no ignorant, backwards, baby, lazy boy man. Now, what will happen is that now, the guys who don't read books, the guys who's dropping out, they're going to start reading. They're going to start wanting to be smart because that's the only way you're going to get on.
Well, yeah, that's cool, and that's a good mentality to think of, but when Weezy F Baby's the top grossing rapper of all time, and that's all they're hearing every day.
But you got to, but see,
yeah,
that's
not
the thing,
so
though.
Much, the message ain't there,
No, but see, I got a 10-year-old daughter, and I tell my daughter to do it.
I have a 10-year-old daughter, too, so man. The way we're raising our daughters and what we tell our daughters, we can't apply that to this show. We know what we're going to tell them. We're talking about the people that's out here now, right now. We can't help. I'm trying to. I know what I'm going to tell my baby. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I know where I'm gonna train her. She's gonna be trained to go. All right, fuck all that. But that's just not about her. I know what she, because she got a daddy that's gonna be there for her and guide her, whatever. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we talk about the ones right now. I'm trying to save relationships. I'm talking to the person who right now was contemplating leaving this nigga over something less than him beating her motherfucking ass and him not fucking every bitch in the block. I'm talking to that sister. I'm talking to this brother who's contemplating leaving this chick because she don't cook every motherfucking night. Because he come home and the motherfucking house ain't clean every fucking night. I'm talking to these motherfuckers right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to hear the sound of my voice. This is who I'm talking to you. You already living together. You already got kids together. Y'all already maintaining. Nigga, if it ain't that serious, nigga.
Yeah.
Woman.
I believe
brother,
me, brother.
Don't ever tough that fucking shit out.
The people that's listening to your show right now, brother, believe me. You know, I don't care if they 12 or 92. They're hearing what you're saying, brother. Don't think you're not affecting people. You know what I'm saying? People ain't stupid. They just need to hear these ideas. And, most of the people who need to hear it ain't listening to this right now. They're probably looking at the game or whatever, but, you know.
Or basketball, housewives.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, take your pick.
For the people that's listening, only thing we could do, me and you, is affect the people that's listening to this show right now in time.
Right.
And they getting it. Trust me, they getting it, man.
All right.
They might not agree 100%, but they might not have heard this, Noel. That's why I like your show, because you ain't high to Diddy, and you ain't all sounding all educated, so you could attract people that wouldn't listen to Blog Talk Radio. Because I listen to some of the other stations that's all on the high level, you know, but this
right.
is a high level because you reaching who need to reach, who we need
one,
to reach.
Exactly. That's the point of my show, man. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for calling in, Wade from Jersey, man. Appreciate it. We're going to get stay on the line, though, because I'm definitely going to go into a third hour of the show because I still got so many people on the phones, and I want to get to all of these calls. You know what I'm saying? But definitely stay on the line. Let me get a female on the line. LL.
Hi.
What's up, babe? Thanks for calling. Thank you. I appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Up next, I got 856-845. You on deck. And I see Keisha F. Baby after that. Then 678-358. Oh, I also see Key on the line. Key, I'm coming to you too, babe. Stand by. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. K100 Internet Radio. Episode 204. Freedom over family. We're talking about your own personal individual happiness. Is it more important than the bigger picture, than your kids, than the bigger picture of us as a whole, as black people, your family? Or should you just, if you're not happy in a relationship, cut ties? This is the general consistency. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, you will hear people all the time saying, shit, if you ain't happy, fuck that. It's all about being happy. Am I right or wrong, LL?
You're right. You do hear people say that, but I don't think that everyone means it as the words are put.
Okay, so let me go ahead and jump into it with you then, babe. Question number one, all right? And I'm pretty sure. But then again, you've been through enough in your life where you can answer the question from your own personal experience. And just to be clear, I want to let everybody understand, in case you've never heard my show before, because I do got a lot of new people on the line. I am a person who has perpetrated what I'm preaching against tonight. I am someone who ended a long term relationship for things that could have been worked out. I really didn't have to do it. At the end of the day, everything could have been worked out, but I decided to say to hell with it, and for my own selfish reasons, be quote unquote be happy. And it's a decision that I regret. I regret it. And I'm trying to tell people who maybe haven't made the move yet, or who may be on the verge of doing it, to just think about it. Really, really, really think about it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm preaching from the perspective of, yes, I've done it, but yes, I understand that it was something that I should not have done. I could have avoided it. A lot of things I could have handled differently in that situation. So, is your freedom from a not-so-great relationship more important than keeping your family together? Do you think that... What do you think about that statement? Is your happiness more important?
See, I wouldn't say happiness, because no one can say that because you leave the situation, you're happier. A lot of times for single moms and single dads, you know, you're not happier. It's more of a struggle. You have to then become a party of two in one. to support your kids, not only financially, but emotionally and, you know, everything else. So you're not necessarily happier. I wouldn't say happier, but I do like the word freedom. If you feel trapped, if you feel like you're not growing, if you feel like it's not going anywhere, the whole purpose of life is to learn and to grow. The whole purpose after you have kids, no matter what situation you had them in, is so that you can teach them to not put themselves in a box and to grow, because that's the purpose of life. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
I wouldn't say happiness, because I haven't been happy in a long time. As much as I dislike my ex-husband, I was happy with him, but I was stuck in a box. And I was not willing to let my kids settle. I was not willing to teach them to settle and to be stuck in a box.
I'm glad you said that. Because we've had the show, the 80-20 rule. Should you, is it settling? I'm telling you, some of you people who've just got on my phone lines who never heard my show, you got to go back and listen to my catalog. It's massive. And we've talked about we've had great shows. We had a show called the 80-20 rule. It's episode one something, I think. It's in the 100s. And it was basically talking about, should you settle? Is what I'm preaching right now another form of settling? Am I telling people to settle? To just go
it
ahead and
settle?
It is another
form. It just depends. Because like I
you
said,
know how that show went.
I was, huh?
You remember how that show went? I got jumped on for telling people to settle.
Yeah, I remember how that show went. But there's definitely a difference. You know, it's what you want to teach your children. If you're wanting to teach them to settle, then you could be teaching them that. I'm not saying that that's what you're teaching them across the board, but I'm saying that's what you could be teaching them, especially if you're the type of mom who you've given up your career and you're just a stay-at-home. You know what I'm saying? You're not teaching your daughter that, you know, you need to go out and take care of yourself. You are teaching your daughter that you need a man. When on the flip side, her daddy, like you, a daddy of a daughter, you already said, I got my daughter. She's going to be good. I know what I'm going to tell her. Her daddy is telling her, you don't need a man. You got me. So it's conflicting conversations. You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm not telling my daughter, you got daddy, you don't need a man. No, the hell I'm not, because I'm not going to take care of your ass all your whole life, okay? No, you go. I'm a number.
If she needed
no.
you would take care of her whole life.
Yes, I know that. But she doesn't need
to. Let me clear up what I'm saying. The happiness. The word happiness, I'm leaving to be happier. Like I said, I think people misuse the word happy. I think they should say freedom. Because 9 times out of 10, when you leave a relationship, it's because you feel like it is there's no longer growth. Y'all aren't moving. And I like what your last caller said, because he said, you know, the most exciting times is the struggle. I agree with that wholeheartedly, because I'm a team player, though. It seemed in my past relationships, when we were struggling, we were good, because we knew we had each other's back. It's when we got good that dude felt like, oh, well, financially or whatever, we good now, so I'm going to be a little flashy. And it could have been an immaturity issue, you know what I'm saying? But we have a little extra now, so I'm going to be a little flashy, and this one done caught my eye, and I done caught hers, and this and that, and that, and it went down like that. But when you're struggling, can't nobody cloud your vision. Y'all are, and all y'all see is each other and where y'all trying to go. It's when y'all get to that point, it's when things start to fall apart. And so, yes, that is the sexiest time. Those are the most romantic times, because, you know, this person right here is me and him, or for guys, it's me and her against the world, and we finna take it over. It's just that when you get to that point where you almost taking over the world, that people lose sight of who got with you, and you start seeing the rest of the world. You start seeing the rest of the people out here.
Okay. So let me ask you the question for the women. I got to ask you this one, and I'll go to the next caller. Oh, I got so many people on the phone lines. Let me speed it up. Black women used to be the quote unquote backbone of the family. Now they're quick to say they don't need a man. This you don't need a man. I need a man mentality. I can do it by myself. Whatever. Do you think right now that there's a general attitude of more selfish attitude, that it's all about if I'm happy or not? If I can do it by myself, I'm gonna do it. As long as I'm happy. Do you think right now black women are have a more selfish attitude than before, where they were like, it ain't even about me being happy, it's about my kids and them being stable and having both parents, you know? Do black women have a more selfish attitude when it comes to this subject right now?
To be outspoken and I don't need a man and this and that and da-da-da, I think it's not black women. I think it's scorned women. They're scorned. They're hurt. and they're talking the loudest, and that's what you hear. All you really hearing is that I've been hurt and I'm not trying to be hurt again. That's all you're really hearing. That's all they're really saying.
Mm-hmm.
When they say I don't need a man. That's all they're really saying. They're not saying not much more than that, because like one of your callers said, everybody wants to be kissed, everybody wants to be held, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wants a partner, everybody wants to be supported, everybody wants that.
Okay. All right. So would you say yes or no?
Because there's a lot of stuff going on that don't need to be going on, and people, you know, doing what they don't need to be doing, then yes, the scorned women are speaking the loudest. So yes, that would be a general consensus across the board about that being the attitude in our communities. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling into the show, A. I'm still waiting to hear that very, very important, very big news from you. All right.
I'm waiting to tell you, but can I get the last question? Because I think I had an answer ready for that one.
Oh, do you think black people as a whole should opt out to stay together no matter what? Would this help us as a people? Do you think as a people, as a black community, do you think for the betterment of our community, it would help us if people took this stance, even though you might have some people who may not necessarily be quote-unquote happy or free?
Yeah, or wanting to be free or whatever. Yeah, I get what you're saying. As a people, I wouldn't necessarily stay in the relationship, but stay active. Staying active is the key to that. And when you brought up your statistic about, you know, black men not being in the home and, you know,
yeah,
black men
43%. That's the stat I pulled up. For the only stat that I looked up for this show is there's a 43% drop in the rate of black, of a 43% lower chance that a black male will end up in prison if his father lives in a home. Period, point blank. That is indisputable. This shit done by CNN data research.
I'm not disputing it. I know they have the research. But like Nooney Jr. said, it's about accountability. And at those points, when you are, when they ask you those questions, was your dad in the house? You've already acted out. It's accountability. You know right from wrong. You're taught right from wrong. Society can teach you right from wrong.
Yes,
so it's accountability. Yep, let me say it. It's accountability. If you would have never said my daddy wasn't in the house, them white people or whoever decided to start keeping those numbers, keeping track of those numbers, they would have never been able to put that percentage on there. So it's not about somebody being in the home. It's about the accountability. It's about staying active, and it's about taking responsibility for what you do.
You're math. You're arguing two plus two is not four right now.
Blism. How do you get math? How do you get numbers? You do research. You have to have people to tell you. Have to have a certain number of people. You have to have four people to tell you something, the same thing, before you can get to the number four in a statistic. Am I correct?
The point is, we know for a fact.
But am I correct?
I don't need to research.
Don't you have to ask somebody? But don't you have to ask somebody? If you don't ever ask them, if you don't ever find out that that was an issue, then you can never come up with a number to claim that that's the cause of this issue, correct or not?
No, I'm not saying that. Are you trying to argue with me that the absence of the father?
No, I'm not arguing with you. I'm not arguing with you on the statistic. Yes, numbers are numbers, is black and white. But in order to get to a number, you have to ask the question, and someone has to give you an answer consistently enough so that you can come up with a number. It's accountability. Stop pointing fingers. Stop blaming other people. Be accountable. Be responsible for what you did, and leave it at that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because it's like this. If my son gets in trouble and I've taught my son right from wrong, and he goes, it's because my daddy wasn't here. I know that his daddy plays an active role in his life. So, no, your daddy wasn't physically in the house, but you had an active relationship with your dad. So you can't use that.
I know, but that stat matters. Let's stop playing. That stat matters.
I'm not saying that the stat doesn't matter. I'm saying the stat does matter. The stat matters tremendously. The stat matters tremendously because we like to shift blame as a community. We don't like to take responsibility. We like to shift blame. We like to point fingers. We like to say, this is happening to me because of this, instead of, this is happening to me because I made a bad decision.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, you preach to the choir, because if my son grows up... You know,
exactly. You're going to tell him the same thing. I was there. I was there with you, so I taught you right from wrong. I know, but I just wanted to make that point.
okay, for the purposes of this show though, let's just know that it's a benefit to have both parents in the damn house. Unless the dad is coming home showing the child something he should not be seeing, like coming home slapping the shit out of his mom every fucking day. Unless mom come home cussing daddy out and calling him all kind of fuck niggas and sorry ass niggas every fucking
That's
day.
That's not always true, because there could be a daddy that comes home every day and not say not a thing to the mama or the child, and he's just a present. He ain't teaching no guidance, so he still really ain't there. Abuse come in all forms.
Okay. So you're saying it's better. It's not better for both parents in the house. Is that what you're trying to argue?
It's better to have both parents in the child's life in the house or not. Active roles. Both play active roles.
In the house is
better.
Nobody said everybody
had to live on the same roof. No.
Okay. All right. Stand by. Okay. LL's not gonna give it to me. She's not going to admit that actually, you know, it really is. And the whole point of this show is about keeping our black family together. Okay? That's the whole point of the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm on right now. I promise you that. 856. Where are they at? They've been holding on for a second. 856, 845. You're on cable.
Hello.
Hello, what's poppin'? What's good? Who's this?
Man, this is ridiculous. First of all, I'd like to say to you, thank you so much for having me. Secondly, I'd like to also say to you, nobody ever mentioned the fact that people, you're trying to make a point here with families and being together and everything, but nobody ever mentioned the fact that the family is not a family unless they're equally yoked. If they have been in the church, if they have realized that God is first, and both of the wife, the husband, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, at the end of the day, after they done got their freak on, after they done been all, you know, dive in together, they get on their knees and they pray together. You know what I'm saying? That's what keeps a family together. And they can talk about God, like they can talk about how good the booty is. Like, it just happens like that. Like, wow. Like, praying is a beautiful thing. Like, I get on my knees. I've been born and raised from my family, because my granddaddy was a preacher. He preached in Bay County. But he showed me, and my grandmother was a missionary, they showed me that if you have a relationship with God, anything can work. But you have to also realize that God has to be first. It ain't about coming home, fucking up the wife, beating the wife, because I don't whoop niggas' ass. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't whoop my ass. But I knew that wasn't of God. If you have God first and you teach God to your children, you can have a beautiful thing, yeah. But if you don't have that, you don't have nothing. Because nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And not only that, when you go and you overcome the obstacles after you realize that God is first, you can overcome anything. Like, for real. Like, people don't realize when you sitting there and you falling back and you like, damn, I'm going through some hell, because you brought hell into your life. You got to understand that God got to be first. You got to be able to pray with the nigga that you lay with in the bed, that screws you lovely, that you, before you even come to a conclusion that you want to have this nigga baby, but a nigga come to the conclusion that he want to get you impregnated, because it ain't about you getting pregnant as a woman. I heard you when you said, what if you get pregnant? Nah, nigga, it ain't about the female getting pregnant. Is about making that decision to take the strap off and blast off. So what is you talking about? I mean, I don't know you from Two Scoops to Fruit Loops, but I'm just talking because I'm listening, and I've been on hold. I went from 3 to 83 online listening to get in where I fit in, and I've been waiting to hear you say, okay, 856, and you got some dude on there, and I'm like, oh, it's me, all right.
Okay. Since you've never been on the show, obviously, because I don't recognize your voice.
No, you don't recognize me, but you added me today, and just say, it's lovely to have myself and you accepting me on your on your Facebook and everything, and everything is Dabien. So I'm right here right now. What's up? What's good?
Okay. I'm really glad that we connected on Facebook. I'm really glad I can reach out to another person and get more people listening to my show. It's the whole point. Now, listen, I came from a church home too, so what you're saying is not foreign to me. I understand what you're saying. People, a lot of times, religion, God can bring people closer, and it can make them last through tough times. You feel me? I understand
that.
Everybody that listens to my show, faith is not necessarily Christianity. Some of them may be Muslim. Some of them may be whatever.
Listen, this is what I'm trying to make a point about. The point I'm trying to make to you is I don't talk about religion because religion is a way of separatism like politics. Religion is one church, one God. We go into heaven as long as we believe. And as long as you sit there and act like you Baptist and you better, you Christian, you this, you that, you ain't never going to come together as a whole. So how the hell we going to have families if we separate ourselves from the church? You feel me? Like, you're some real all the way. That's ethos. Like, you got to realize. And so many people are sleeping in this world today because we all are labeled. We all have 3 sixes in our social security, whether you add, subtract, a 9 upside down is a 6. You multiply this and that, it's still 3 sixes. So it's all a setup. See, so you got to go beyond your means and your realm of living life and realize that life is what you gonna make it to be through God. And if you don't realize that and see outside of the box, you gonna have a problem with every fucking thing. Fuck family, fuck jobs, fuck getting a job, fuck being happy. There's no such thing as happiness unless you got God in your life. That's real talk. And I hate the curse and use God and
normally when people do that, I understand, but
I call myself. I don't need nobody to do that. I call myself because I know I was wrong for that. But
okay.
I'm a human, and before that, I'm who I am, and I'm not from this earth. I'm definitely not, because I remember being somewhere else before I got here. That's why I'm talking to you right now. Like, on this level, but I just wanted to tell you that I was a woman that was married for a very long time to a man that I sacrificed so much for, so much for. I loved him to death. I was so into him, and I knew that he wasn't used to having nothing, but I tried to show him that he could have anything with me, because he was at a point in time in his life where he went through a lot, and he didn't really understand that life could be better because of what he went through. And I listened to him tell me the stories of what he went through and everything, but I went through things too, you know, and I just got to the point where if you don't want nothing, I don't want to be with you. Like, I want so much
more. Were you married?
I was married for almost 20 years.
Okay. So you were married. So you were married for almost 20 years. When you decided to, you divorced him, right? I'm taking it.
No, I didn't even divorce that nigga. I'm still married.
Oh my
Five
God.
Years
okay.
separated. He's still in Florida. I'm in Jersey.
Okay.
And he's doing his thing. I don't. It's not that I don't believe in divorce and nothing like that, but
did you raise kids?
Did I what?
Did you raise kids together? Do you have kids?
Well, when we was even together and we was married and we was happy, I was still raising my kids because he was in the military. Yeah.
Okay.
He was in the military. But he was the best father of them all. And as soon as I bounced, he was like, you know, he don't know us. He don't write them. He don't say happy birthday. He don't say Merry Christmas. He don't say, you know.
Do you feel like when you were with him, let me ask you this one question. When you were with him, do you feel like, because you tried to help him or whatever, and he had whatever going on, do you feel like there was a point where you wanted to leave him, but you didn't for the sake of your family?
You know what? That was the only reason why I stayed for 20 damn years almost.
So, So my show tonight is about you made the decision to sacrifice your, because you were you happy the whole time? Were
no,
you happy?
Obviously not. But guess what? I stayed because I didn't want to give up. But there's some, that's why I said you have to be equally yoked and God has to be first. If he's not first, then, and God, you know what's so funny? The whole time I was with him, God used to try and show me things. And I tried to ignore it. And guess what? I used to feel like I was being punished for staying as long as I did because I felt like I knew he was trying to tell me and show me and make me feel certain ways that I tried to ignore it. And one thing God did when he made all of us was give us common sense. All of us don't move common. Some of us do, but some of us are beyond common, and I know I'm one of those. And for that, I felt like I was stupid for staying as long as I did. But guess what? Love, love, being the fact that God made me with love, branded me with love.
First of all, it wasn't stupid of you to me. It wasn't stupid of you, unless he was knocking your fucking head every day. It wasn't stupid of you to stay there. And,
Nobody said that. I used to whoop his ass and he was with mine.
Why would you say it was stupid of you to stay there and tough it out and be there and keep your family cohesive?
Well, that goes deeper. That goes deeper than we really want to go. But to tell you a long story short, it's because I didn't have a family. I had my grandparents. I had my nanny and my pop-pop, and they took care of me. And I felt like I didn't – if I had a baby from a nigga, oh, yeah, he going to marry me, and I'm going to be with him for the rest of my life. And therefore, I stayed longer than I anticipated, you know, because of the fact that I didn't want to raise my babies without him around. Like I said, he was the best father in the world when we was together. But when I bounced, I think he gave me his ass to kiss real quick.
How'd your kids turn out? How
your
kids?
My kids are great. Oh, my God. My son's getting ready to college.
So stand there.
My daughter is A.B. on the road. They skipped her up a grade. Oh, my God. I'm so proud of my babies because they could have really been they could have been terrible. They could have been like Tanya and Tony Tucker, the neighborhood suckers, because I fucked up. I let them see a lot of shit that they shouldn't have seen in their life. You know what I'm saying? And they really realized what I went through, and they might have not have said nothing about it, but they used to fight and help me fight and everything else. They used to be like, Mommy, it's okay, it's okay. But my kids used to really, absorb everything I put them through, and they used that for the good.
Wait. I got to go to the next caller, but it sounds like to me that you just confessed that you stayed in an abusive relationship, which I've repeatedly tonight on this show not condoned. Am I right or wrong? Simple yes or no question.
I didn't say it wasn't just abusive because I did abuse too. Wow. Ridiculous.
Okay. So, in conclusion of this call, A, thank you for calling the show. But in conclusion of this call that I got on the line, she say you stayed in a relationship that was abusive. You obviously abused each other in front of your kids.
We didn't do it in front of my kids.
Oh, you did.
There was a couple of times where they seen some things. Yes, but it wasn't like we was knocking each other head off, and it wasn't like I was poking that nigga up in front of my kids. No, it wasn't like that. I'm just saying they seen things they shouldn't have seen. But my kids, at the end of the day, turned out to be beautiful kids, and they are still amazing.
And toughing it out and staying together for that while they were young kids and molding them and having a father and a mother in the household wasn't that worst thing that you could have did. Am I right or wrong?
Nope, and it's even better that everything worked out the way it did where I left him, and I still raised my babies by myself, and they're the greatest.
Well, there you have that's my point of the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's the point of the show, and thanks to the caller for calling in from Jersey. I'm going to go to the next call. But
Thank you. You have a blessed night. Everybody, remember, keep God first. Be equally yoked with a nigga before you lay up with a nigga.
All right.
Thank you.
And, again, she said, keep God first and fucking nigga. And part of the rules of K100, I have to kill people when they do things like that. I'm going into a third hour because I still got about 15 people with their hands raised. I got Key coming up. I got Keisha F. Jesus. Anyway, listen. If you listen to me on the internet right now, you got to jump on the phone lines on the switchboard, because the next hour of the show, this third hour, it doesn't get streamed live over the internet. So if you listen to me on the internet and you're not on the phone, you got to call the show at 347-934-0966 in order to continue listening to the show. All right? 347-934-0966. You got to dial it. If you listen to me at blogtalkradio.com/K100 and you want to continue listening to the third hour of the show, the way Blog Talk works is you can't stream live longer than 2 hours. So the show continues, but it only continues through the switchboard on the phone lines. And you can't dial in after 10. So you only got about 60 seconds to dial 347-934-0966 and jump on the line so you can holler at me, all right? Now, let me go down to my next caller right here, which was Keisha F. and Dan Keys on the line, all right? Keisha F., what do you do?
Hello?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Thanks for being patient. I had so many people, though, but I am going in order, ladies and gentlemen. I really am. I really am going in order. Episode 204. Freedom. Freedom over family. And Keisha's been on the line for a while, so she knows what we're talking about, Keisha. Keisha is someone who you're divorced, right?
Yep.
Okay. So of course she can talk from that side of the fence also, like a couple other people have. I don't know if necessarily, were you unhappy? Let me ask you this first. Were you unhappy in your marriage?
Yes.
You were unhappy. Outside of infidelity,
I wasn't happy, no.
You wasn't always unhappy.
So who's always happy in a relationship? There's going to be ups and downs. That's a given.
Right. And that's what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. And we've had shows where we talk about what's a divorceable offense, what's an offense big enough to break up over. And I'm not telling anybody to stay in bad situations. This is not really what I'm advocating. I just want everybody to just, if you can grab hold of what I'm saying. Sometimes the greater good of your kids, the greater good of community, the greater good of a lot of other things outside of self would warrant you staying in a relationship that you decided to get into yourself. No one put a gun in your head and made any of these people on the show get married. This ain't the Middle East where they said, you're going to marry your third cousin or I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah!
Right?
Right.
This is America where you get to pick who you want to marry. So, being as though you picked that you want to marry that person and you decided to have that person's kid, I'm just trying to get everybody to buy into the fact that let's go ahead and tough out and a lot of the things that we know we really don't want to put up with or whatever. But people, first of all, a lot of us entered into these relationships when we were children, young adults, 23, 25. So maybe the things that you were doing as a wife that were wrong and the things that he was doing as a husband that was wrong. In 10 years, at 35, could have been fixed, and then you could have had, from the rest of that, another 30 years of great relationship. But I think people are cutting ties too quick right now. I'm not saying just total fucked up situation. But,
well, see, I can't speak to other people's situations, but I can honestly only speak for mine. But sure, sometimes people will break up for, you know, small reasons. But, I mean, I think I had some deal breakers in my relationship. So...
okay.
That's what made me leave. I had a conversation today, as a matter of fact, with a woman who just broke up with her significant other. She's a lesbian, but that's beside the point. And she asked me if I was sad when I left, and I told her I was sad for just a couple weeks because I didn't miss him. I missed what we had when we were happy, but we hadn't been happy for a long time. There was a lot of things that were going on. We were unhappy. We were physically fighting. We were in and out. He was doing his thing off on the side, whatever he had going on. And I was sitting at the house with the kids. So if I see myself in a downward spiral, I'm not going to stay there to let my children see that. That was my thing. My focus was making sure that my kids saw me as a strong mother. That my focus was making sure that my kids did not have to go through something like this. I don't want to stay in a bad relationship or a dangerous relationship and make my kids think that it's okay. Oh, my daughter, it's fine. I can stay with a guy who's hitting on me because that's what my father did. My son, oh, it's all right. I mean, I can hit on a chick. That's no problem. I saw my stepdad do it. Hell no.
That I think is wrong. If I'm going to stay in a relationship, it's going to be a functional relationship. I want to be able to go through those ups and downs and come back on the other side and say, we made it. We weren't in a place where we could come back on the other side and say we made it. We went through counseling, we did all the steps, and still at the end, we're going to make it. So why would I choose a relationship like that? Why would I ask me? And if I'm going to take care of my children, and I need to be able to take care of myself first. And I don't think it's selfish at all. And I mean, I posted it today. It's not selfish. It's self-preservation. You have to be able to
take care of yourself. I knew someone was...
Bottom line.
Okay.
I can't take care of you if I'm sitting here and I can't pick myself up off the bed. How can I go in the kitchen and make a meal if I can't pick myself off the bed? How can I drop you off at school if I'm shaking in a corner somewhere crying?
That's true. You're bringing up stuff that I've already said.
I can speak for my relationship. I can't speak for everybody else's. I said before, if it's a functional relationship, sure, I'm going to stick it out and make it work. But if it's not a functioning relationship, I don't want to be a part of it.
Right. Now, and I've already said on the show repeatedly, ladies and gentlemen, and you know this, Keisha, that I've said if you're in the corner crying because he just beat your ass, yeah, leave. I'm not telling anyone to take an ass whooping. In the name of family, I'm not telling anyone to take a ass whooping. I am, however, telling people that you may not be able to go shopping when you want to or take that trip with a friend. Stay your ass.
None of those things are deal breakers. Those are things that happen every day in relationships. It's called compromise.
What I'm saying.
You're coming from the standpoint of a relationship that is okay where you don't have deal breakers involved. If I got to give up shopping every weekend because we're trying to save for a house, that I have no issue with. It's called compromising. But if I have to give up my family because you want to know my every move, that's a different story.
We are talking about, well, first of all, you married him. You knew he was like that in the first place. So anyway, second of all.
My own fault. Like Nooney said, I put myself in that situation.
Okay. So first of all, I wasn't talking about abusive stuff. All I'm talking about are things that are, to me, seem petty.
And like I said, if it's a functioning relationship, things like giving up shopping or hanging out with your girlfriend every weekend.
People put their happiness for the cohesiveness of their family. I can't wait to get to my next caller. She knows she is.
You got to know what your deal breakers are. When you're talking about relationships, you got to know what your deal breakers are.
Okay. Me and the next caller are really going to have it out about this particular topic. Because she totally just put herself first, and she knows that I don't agree with that. So she's on deck. The whole point is of the show, and let me ask you this: since you're a black woman, do you think that black women have a general air of selfishness in black women for the most part now? Whereas black women used to be the quote unquote backbone of the family, now they're quicker to say they don't need a nigga, blah blah blah. And we talk about a nigga who beat their ass. We talk about just period. They can do it by themselves. And they make all this money and they're empowered now, and they make more than men a lot of times. That they really don't have to have a nigga. They don't really care. Do you think there's a general consensus of selfishness that black women are saying, I'm gonna be happy first before I ain't gonna deal with a nigga bullshit. I'm gonna be happy whether they got kids together or not.
I think it may be the general consensus of women. Period. All over the world, not necessarily all over the world. I'll say all in the U.S.
Some girls get your ass for that shit, so we ain't talking
about it. We know it's all over the world. Sure, it's a general consensus, but I think that it's probably wrong to say something like that because you won't find me saying I don't need a man. I might say I can be without a man because I've been without a man this long, but it's not that I don't need a man. I mean, a woman needs a man just like a man needs a woman. We were made to be together. So I won't be the one to say I don't need a man.
It may
be the general consensus, but like I said, I think it's wrong to think that way because we all need one another. You're going to need a man if you want to procreate. You're going to need a man if you want to do, I don't know, some things that a man can only do. A woman to do some things that only a woman can do. We need one another, so I'm not going to be the one to say I don't need a man. I may not want a man at a certain time, or I may be able to be without a man, but I'm not going to tell you I don't need one.
Do you think black people as a whole should opt to stay together for the betterment of our people when they're going through tough times?
I think we should stick together as a people. But if we're talking about relationships, like I said before, you have to know your deal breakers. But as a community of black people, sure, we need to stick together. We need to learn how to build one another up the same way that other communities of people build one another up. That's something that we have, I don't know if we have ever learned something like that.
It's funny that you say that, and it's funny that I ask the question and everybody says that, but you ever notice that black women always quick to tell one of their homegirls if a nigga cheat on them or whatever, they didn't need to leave them? We ain't talking about if a nigga beating their ass. But they just think a nigga cheat. You ever notice that black women always say, man, you should leave that dog-ass nigga. He ain't shit.
That won't be me. I don't think I've ever told a friend of mine to leave her man. If she didn't say, I'm leaving him, I'm not going to tell her to leave him. Heck no. Hell no. Why would I say something like that to a person?
You're not going to do it, Keisha, but we're talking about just, okay, let's keep it, let's, you don't say it, but do you know a lot of women do say
it? There are people who say it, yes, there are people who say it, and like I said, that's like passing judgment. That's like being mad at somebody who got a blessing. Seriously, I'm going to tell you to leave your man? I'm going to be stuck without a man forever, I tell you some mess like that. No, you're crazy.
Okay, stand by. Don't hang up. I got plenty of people still on the phone lines, and I'm going to get to every one of these calls, I promise. All right? On deck next, we got Key on the line, then we got 678-358, all right? Key.
Yes. Which number you picked up, the 5300?
Yeah. Oh, the other one was okay. You said 358 is you too, ain't it? Okay. The same number. Okay, same person. Key, I went down to... You called in kind of late, so I had to get everybody. But, Key, episode 204. I'm going ahead and prepare myself. Let me take a shot. Hello? Where did she go? Hello? Key?
Get my other line.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
You got my other line. Just because I knew one of these suckers was going to hang up.
Okay, I got the 358 joint now. Okay.
Okay.
So, episode 204, ladies and gentlemen.
You can save all that breathing hard.
Shout out to everybody who's listening. Shout out to everybody who's on the phone line still listening. I still got about almost 20 people on the line and still people with their hands raised. We're going into the third hour of the show, episode 204, Freedom Over Family, Happiness Over Family. My call on the line, which is my homegirl, Key, she picked her happiness over her family. Period. I'm not saying that. That's what she said herself on Facebook. She picked her happiness over.
I put my happiness first. Period.
You put your happiness first.
Yes.
That's not selfish. You don't think that was a selfish move?
No, not at all.
Of course I do, and of course we disagree. We're going to agree to disagree first of all before we go any further. Me and her do not agree with this whole assessment. All right. She's divorced. She divorced her husband for what I feel like was some fucking frivolous shit. She knows I feel that way. But then again, she wasn't happy. And so she's a person that got divorced, you know, from what most women would be like, really, you got divorced over that from a man? And she's like, yeah, I did it because I wasn't happy. And we've had back and forths about that generally. But at the end of the day, you know, I can't live her life and she can't live my life. So her happiness is important to her, the way she feels and her happiness in the relationship. Now, so for the questions on the show, is your freedom from a not-so-great relationship more important than keeping the family together? Your answer is, of course, yes, right? Hello? Hello? Did both of her lines go? Hello? 770-676? No. Hello? Oh, man, both of her lines went off. And I can't dial her out. I was really getting ready to go back and forth with her about that. I'm upset about that. But Key, she basically said that she picked her family. She picked her happiness over her family. You know what I'm saying? And, I guess a lot of people say, well, you know, I can't argue with that, okay? I can't argue with that. You feel me? The people who do that, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's all about them being happy. And it's like, look, if you ain't happy, whatever, she put her happiness over everything, over the unit of family with her kids. You feel what I'm saying? She put that over that. I, of course, don't agree with that. You feel me? But then again, I did the same thing. But so I'm not judging her. So let's be totally clear. I'm not judging her because I did the same thing. And she did the same thing. And she was 20-something years old when she did it. I was 20-something years old when I did it. A lot of it has to do with age and maturity, where you're at in your life. Of course, right now, today, I would really, really, really try my damnedest. But at the end of the day, I'm no different from anyone else. I would never sit here and get on a high horse and say, I'll never get divorced if I get with somebody else. I would never do that again. No. I never said that at all. I most definitely have the propensity to do that. I most definitely could do that. You feel me? What I'm saying though is that, look, if we can avoid it, if we can just hold on a little bit longer, if we can just tough it out a little bit more, the whole point of my show tonight is, I feel like as a people, as black people, as people in general in America, but I'm focused on my people right now, we are cutting ties over too much frivolous shit to me. Now, I'm not saying that you should just be totally miserable or whatever and blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. I'm not condoning that. Definitely, like I said 1,000 times already, I'm not condoning getting your ass whooped. Repeated counts of infidelity. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But we are getting, and like that's why I'm mad that her call, because she didn't have a problem with abuse or infidelity. Period, point blank. And that's why I really wanted to keep her on the line. Because she said she still wasn't happy. No matter what, she just wasn't happy. So she got a divorce. She filed for divorce because she wasn't happy. Was no infidelity. Was no abuse. She still got a divorce. You know what I'm saying? So, and her stance was her happiness trumps everything, period, point blank. Which is why I kind of wanted to make sure I kept her on the line. You feel me? And sadly to say, I can't dial out because it's after 10 p.m. to get her back on the phone lines. But anyway, we still got one more call on the line. Jana.
Hey.
Jana, what's popping? What did you do, babe? Thanks for calling the show. Oh, I see things are driven back in the building. I think that's me. I'll go back to his line, too, in a second. All right, I got all my, I ran down my whole list of people who've been waiting. Look, Jana, what do you think about what we're saying tonight on the show? All right, do you put your personal happiness over your family? Jana? Why is everybody's call getting dropped as soon as they get on the fucking phone tonight? Why is that? Her call dropped, Jana's call dropped. All right, look, I'm not hanging up on people, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know why. I don't know why. Anyway, let's see. Okay. I don't know. 337. You back on the
what
AK?
What it do?
What it do, man? All right, we back. Is your cousin still on the line?
Nah, she actually had to go to a meeting, man. That's my cousin that started working for Sony. She actually got a meeting with one of the most important people in the music business right now.
Oh, okay. That's what's up then, Stu. That's good. That's what's popping. That's what's popping. Yeah. So a lot of people agreed with the notion, of course, and I did also give you props for saying that people need to make better decisions off the rip first. So you got plenty of kudos. You feel me? For that right there. You feel me? I definitely agree with you. You know what I'm saying? On that note right there. But at the end of the day, you heard it go on and on and on. People did generally say, you know, no one except Key, which is why I was mad she got cut off, really wanted to say, yeah, I put my happiness first. They just always made excuses to why they got divorced or why they ended the relationship. You feel what I'm saying? No one wanted to say, yeah, I put my happiness first. Fuck that shit. That's why I wanted to keep her on the line, because she was the only person that was like, yeah, I put my happiness first. Fuck that shit. I wasn't happy. I got divorced from a nigga who didn't beat me, who didn't cheat on me, nothing. And I just wasn't happy with that nigga, so I left this nigga. You feel me?
That's what it's about, man. I mean, I'm not knocking nobody because I had to go. But, like, the thing about it, man, if we really want to help each other, all y'all got to be honest, 100%. Like, you know, you got to say what the fuck you mean. You got to mean what you say. Don't just say some shit because you heard somebody else say it. Like in the long run, that don't help you out. You know what I'm saying? You still fucked up.
Exactly.
Just 'cause you frontin', just 'cause you frontin' for the radio or you frontin' for Facebook, just know that you still need to talk to God about it because you still fucked up. If you are fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are right, though, man. People do break up for bullshit reasons that, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I'm type of dude, if I get married to a woman, that means I have to love her shit.
Right.
I mean, I ain't going to just leave you just because we got into a fight. And I know we ain't talking about abuse, but I ain't talking about hitting either. I'm just talking about just, we could argue for 2 months straight. I still ain't going to leave you.
Exactly. That's my whole point. That's my whole point of having a show. I'm trying to get somebody to dial God Keep Back in because I want to make sure she get her
if
party.
If you can send me her number on the inbox, I'll call her because I can get on my phone internet through that because I know you don't want to say it out loud because you know people
be
tripping.
Yeah, I got somebody trying right now, so they finna text me right back. If they can't do it, then I'll send it to you. They're trying to do it right
now. Okay.
All right. But
yeah, man, but I really like the show, man. I mean, it's real, you know, and, you know, especially, you know, I actually had people texting me saying Blizzom is one-sided and Blizzom don't want to bend. But you know what, though, bro? I like how you did it because you forced the ultimatum. Like, the way you did it, see, they don't understand this entertainment. They don't understand this reality either. So, you know, I understand what you was doing. You was trying to cut out all the endless possibilities and get straight to the point.
Right. But no one really, really wanted to say, yeah, I put my happiness. So Hold on a second, Noonie. Michigan girl, what'd it do?
I got Key on the phone, I think.
Okay.
Key, you
there? Yeah.
All right. Hold on, real quick. Stand by. I got your mic open, but stand by. So, Key, I wanted to make sure that I talked to you because you were the first. You were the only person so far tonight that basically said everybody else.
I'm the only person that
admitted that they put their happiness before their family because everybody else kind of was like everybody else basically gave reasons why they got divorced. Blah blah blah. They married the wrong person. Blah blah blah. But you basically flatly said I put my happiness before my family. Now, do you feel like that's what you did, first of all? Do you feel like that's what you did when you made your decision to get divorced?
Yes. I wouldn't say I put my happiness before my family. My happiness was more important to me than staying in a bad relationship because, I mean, I can't say I put that before my family because my family unit is still very cohesive, even though he's not in the house. He still does better than a lot of parents that actually lives with their kids. So,
okay, now, right. So now that goes back to what King Hollow said earlier where he said he don't have to be with his baby mama to be in his jit life and all that. And listen, I'm not arguing that point because I feel like I'm a good father to my kids and they don't live in my house, period, point blank. So I wouldn't let nobody tell me that I'm a bad father, and I wouldn't say that he is a bad father or you a bad mother that made you a bad mother for getting a divorce. However, for the purposes of this show, would you at least contend, this is where me and LL kind of went back and forth, would you contend that it is better for the child, is it better for the child in general, you know what I'm saying, to have the family, the mother and the father together?
In general, I would say yes, that is better to have a functioning mother and father relationship together. Yes, that's always better. It takes two people to make a baby. It takes two to raise them. And it's better when they're in there doing it together. Yes, I would say that.
So now let me ask you this. Knowing the man that you was married to, whatever, is it outside the realm of possibilities that maybe not at that moment, but maybe 5-6 years from the moment that you decided to get a divorce, that whatever problem you had with your husband was so unfixable that he couldn't have reversed it? It couldn't have been changed.
It would not have been reversed.
How do you really believe that?
And you wanna know how I know that? You wanna know how I know that?
Whatever issue it was.
It will not have been reversed. No.
How could you possibly know that?
Because here's the thing, like people keep saying, like you said, oh, you knew that before and you knew this and you knew that. When you know a person, you pretty much know what they will and won't do. You pretty much know that already. And here's the thing, even with the lady saying, you know, if you don't have God and if you're not in the church, that is not always true. My ex-husband is a minister, born, raised in the church, mama, pastor, daddy, pastor, sister, everybody. He believes in God, all of that type of stuff. There was no infidelity in my relationship. There was no physical abuse. And let's go to that, trying to act like physical abuse is the only type. Because guess what? A wound can heal. But when you abusing somebody emotionally, a lot of that takes a lot to get over. That's not so emotional abuse, psychological abuse, that will have you sick. That will have you depressed, in the bed all the time, can't function right. Physical abuse, that shit can heal. Let's be real about it.
If
people try to make it out to be like the physical abuse is the worst kind, no, that's just the one that you can see more readily than any other type. You can see that more. That's why people think it's worse, because they can see it with their eyes.
Right. I'm not going to downplay on this show mental abuse. I know mental abuse. You know, you can mentally abuse somebody, you know what I mean, and not physically abuse them and do a lot of damage, sometimes more damage than you can physically.
More damage than with your hands.
Sometimes.
Because that's why I can go down.
All right. But the thing about it is, Key, this is, and you know how I feel about this. At the end of the day, this show right here, I did, and you know everything I do is for my people. Is a way to help my people out, my black people out, my friends. You know what I'm saying? Help us out on our track that, you know, in this country and on this planet. You feel me? Because we're unique.
I feel you, because I really feel that you know, I really wish that was my whole goal. I never, you know, when I got married, it wasn't a situation where I was like, oh, I shouldn't have been, you know. It wasn't because I was pregnant or anything. It's because we wanted to do things right, get married, whatever. We didn't have our child till after we were married. So, I mean, even when people try to put it in a quote-unquote ideal situation, it's still, those are two still two individuals that have to make a conscious effort to make that relationship work, and it takes both of them. So whenever one decides that they don't want to try to make it work, or they've reached to wherever they got to be and they don't have any room to improve, that is the death of that relationship.
So you saying that there was no room for improvement, even at such a young age, when y'all 20?
No.
When y'all
He felt like he was there. He felt like he was already there because he was a minister.
I mean, come on.
Here's the thing. If you want it to work, you have to put all that aside. Because when things first started jumping off, the first thing I did was check Key. I checked myself first. First and foremost, that's what I did. But when it came to him checking himself, he was like, well, hell, what's wrong with me? I don't hit you. He sounded like y'all. I don't hit you. I don't cheat on you. But it's so much more to it than that. I was so stressed and strained in my relationship. I took care of all of the finances, made sure all the bills was paid. I made sure the cars was maintained. I did this. I did everything, cooked, cleaned, worked, helped with the kids. He felt like if he was a minister and he preached and he did whatever and he worked and he wasn't beating me, that's all he had to do.
I know that. I understand what you're saying. At the end of the day, you did say you put your happiness above, you know what I'm saying, your family. I am definitely not necessarily judging you for that. Of course, you know, I don't necessarily, in an ideal situation, of course, I didn't have to live through it. So I'm not going to sit here and say you was wrong, because I didn't have to fucking live with the nigga. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the fucking day, it's like, well, you know, hey, I ain't going to sit here and judge anybody on the line. I'm not passing judgment. I'm just saying, for the purposes of the show, I'm just trying to get my black people to understand that, look, let's kind of take it back a little bit to where we did tough out some of the fuck shit a little longer. Let's, because you were still in your 20s. I feel like maybe
I will agree with that part because he feels the same way. He was like, well, you just gave up so quick, and you know you didn't give me time.
Here's the thing. But how long
does it take for you to realize that you don't want your wife to leave you after she has come to you? After y'all have gone to counseling with four different couples, how long does it take for you to realize, look, I don't want my wife to leave me?
When you're dealing with a young man,
it's all about your priorities. You gotta quit using age as an excuse. You don't know what the fuck is going on. You raised in the church. You knew biblically what you were supposed to be doing, and you know if you were living up to being a man of that house or not.
Okay.
Period. You knew
age,
that.
You can't act like age doesn't matter in this scenario. That's what I'm saying.
But here's the thing. Age matters, but we were still pushing. We were both. He's a college graduate. He's a minister. He has sense. He's a very intelligent man. He got plenty of sense. He just felt like he didn't have any room for improvement. He admitted this to me after the fact. I knew I was wrong. I know I didn't treat you the way I was. He knew this. This is the thing. It took for me to leave him, though, for him to really just say, you know what, she was right.
I'm saying he could have. Listen, I'm not, like I said, I'm not judging, but maybe he would have came around without you having to leave him. You never know. You did cut ties.
But who knows? So do I wait 10 years? Do I wait 20 years? Do I have a nervous breakdown first? This is where
we get back to what I'm trying to say about the old school people. And I'm not trying to, I know it's 2011 and not 1911, but what I'm saying is what I did admire about them and what I do now as a 35-year-old man, look up to them and say, yes, I understand why they did and why they rock like that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Check this out. Okay. Yes. Okay. I'm going to ride with you on that explanation. Okay. I know a pastor and his wife. His wife has had not one, not two, but three nervous breakdowns. Three. Because she is so stressed out between him, church, family, kids. Three nervous breakdowns. Tell me how that is a good relationship and how that is good for their kids and how that is good for her in the long run.
Did you have
tell me how that is good. They've been married 17 years.
Did you have a nervous breakdown? Are they married now still?
Oh, I wasn't going to get to that point. You're not.
People married now still that you're talking about?
A lot of people are married, but they don't want to be there, and I know this firsthand.
Are they married still now? The people you're talking about, are they married?
Yes, they are still married now.
Do you know them now? How's their relationship now?
I still know them now, yes.
How is their relationship?
It's still dysfunctional. He is still a pastor. She's still a first lady, and their marriage is still dysfunctional. But they hide that because, and I know them personally, so I know this. They hide it because they don't want other people to see that because they're supposed to be the ideal couple. That is not good. That's not good in any way, shape, or form. Plus, when they got married, she was pregnant. First of all, he was her first. Then she was pregnant. And so she had never lived on her own. She doesn't have a college education. No, she's lived with her family her whole life. She doesn't know how to get out here and do it on her own. She couldn't. She absolutely could not do it, and I know this.
Okay.
Hey. So she's gonna stay.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. Hold on, Nooney. Well, you have a question you want to ask her, Nooney?
Nah, man. I just want to say that I feel exactly where she's coming from. I'm not trying to say who's right or wrong. I'm just saying, you know, it's like you say, a lot of old school people stayed together, but you know, even though they stayed together, you know, it was. You know, and I wasn't living in the 50s and the 40s, but it was more than just the parents
because
raising
because they love each other so much.
You know what I'm saying? It was more than just both. You know, like you had both parents in the household, but you know you had more school stuff going on. You had more interaction at school, like actual interaction, not this computer stuff and all this bullshit that make the kids go astray. You know, it was a lot deeper than just both parents back in the day. It was both everything. It was a two of everything in these kids' life. You know, like I was saying earlier, man, people was held accountable for stuff at the same time. And I know you ain't talking about abuse, but I feel like there's no way to talk about the old school if you're not gonna talk about it. I know a lot of old people who was molesting their kids.
Yep.
And, you know, they was doing a lot of stuff that they didn't talk about. See, in 2011, if you molest a kid, it's probably gonna get heard about. Because these kids got way more, like they said, the microwaves, they got way more ways to get out of stuff or to get into stuff that they really want to get into. So, you know, you got to think about that. Back then, a lot of people was really scared to do a lot of things. You know, they were scared. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of your callers was saying. I think it was Shay. She was saying black women weren't really the same as they are now. You know, and it's bigger than just Trina and Beyonce. You know, everybody blamed Trina and Beyonce for making these women say fuck niggas, but you know, we as men have to do better, and women have to do better. People's got to stop making excuses, and they just got to do right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Just like with you, Blizzard, you said it yourself. You said that you could have did better. Now, see, the first step to admitting something is admitting something.
Right.
Yeah.
See,
sure.
A lot of people can't do what you just did. They can't do it for, I'm talking about, you give them $10 million. That's the only way that they're going to do it. And if for some reason, I done seen people, you put a gun to their head, they will not admit they're wrong.
Exactly.
They will not admit it. And if they don't even admit it, they can't do it.
Exactly.
It ain't going to happen.
All right. So.
And that was the issue. Like, he couldn't even admit that he had a problem. He couldn't admit that, you know, he wouldn't take any responsibility for anything that was happening that was not going right with our marriage. You got to take responsibility. I don't give a damn if you... A 15-year-old can take responsibility. Age is whatever. When you know the person that you with, you know certain things they're not gonna change on. Certain things they're not gonna do. You know that. And you also know with him, when he wanted to do something, he did it. We started 3 damn businesses together. When he wanted to do something, he did it. And I knew that. So obviously, you don't want this bad enough. But now that it's done, you want it. You want it back because you realize you was in a good-ass situation.
All right. So,
do you think that she should, and I don't know if you're single or not, but do you think that she should take him back if he's actually changed? Now what about that?
I'm biased on that question because I know her personally, but I don't know. See, the thing about it is... it's something about once you go through that process of divorce and everything. You feel me? I don't know about.
Well, you know, my ex-husband feels like, so what? We went through that process. He was like, people get divorced and remarried all the time. But, you know, like you said, since you know me personally, when I put my everything into that before I said, you know what, this is not going to happen. We were counseled by 4 different couples, 4 ministers, non-ministers. We were counseled. And even one of the ministers was like, you know what, man, you just don't want to listen. I'm trying to help you fix your marriage, and you're not listening to what I'm saying. And this man been married 15 years trying to help
you out.
You're not even listening to him.
Let me ask y'all a question. I heard Blizzum, and if I'm wrong, please correct me. I heard you say if the people been together, you know, 10 years, got 2-3 kids, and he slip up and cheat one time. What do you mean exactly by slip up and cheat?
Well, I mean, you slipped up when you cheated. I ain't saying that you cheated. What do you mean? I don't know. You cheated.
Even with that, I don't feel like personally, I don't feel like I would leave my husband if that happened once.
Check this out, y'all.
If it happened once, it's never happened to me. But I don't feel like I would leave him for one time.
I'm not no
woman. I would be like, what happened? What is the problem?
Look here, I'm not no woman, and I do not know how y'all think. I might think I do sometime, but I'm not a woman. But I'm just trying to see, like, if I was a woman and I got cheated on by a guy who I gave my all to, I think
Hold on.
I think that I might assume that he done did it 1,000 other times. Even though I only caught it once.
You can't assume. Yeah, I mean, but you can't. Sometimes you have to put that.
You can't say that.
I've never been in that situation.
You can't say that I can't assume. Because I can assume, and I will assume. If all I've ever done was keep it 100, if I'm a woman or a man, I don't give a damn what I am. If all I've ever done was value the way that Jesus said I'm supposed to value a woman, and you cheat on me, I will assume. You gave me the firepower to think all kind of shit.
I can understand that. Because like Blizz would say, sometimes people give people a reason, quote-unquote reason, to cheat. Okay, if you don't think you gave them a reason you know, hey, you're right. I can't argue about it. Like I said, I've never been in a situation. I don't understand what a reason to cheat is and all that. I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Why we couldn't talk about
maybe
it.
Maybe if, you know, your woman is always riding your case, she don't show you no attention, she always with her friends. I mean, but see, I've been through that and I still didn't cheat. But sometimes I do understand why a lot of men cheat on their women. See, women don't try to understand. They just want to blame and point the finger.
No, I have told him plenty of times that I can understand why some of y'all cheat too, because, hell, sometimes women get on my motherfucking nerves and I want to get the hell away. So I can understand.
So
that's
does
why
it,
I said,
does it make it easier?
To me,
Does it make it easier?
No, but people need to learn how to communicate.
Listen to what I'm saying. Does it make it easier to forgive him and move on if you felt like you were the reason or more of the reason why he did this?
Here's the thing. Like you said so clearly, you have to first be able to take responsibility and say, you know what, I might have caused him to do that. First of all, so, yeah, if you can admit to yourself that you might have played a part in him going doing what he did, it should make it easier because it was partially your fault. And you
what
all
do you think,
Blizzle? At least try to move on.
What do you think? I don't care what I did. You cheat on me, bitch. Fuck you.
Hey, I'm going to be honest.
I ain't gonna lie though. That's the truth though. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm be honest.
Cheat on you 30 times, but you cheat on me 1 time.
You know what I'm saying?
That's that real nigga
shit
right
there. And that's why the black family / relationship. That's why it's fucked up now.
But hold on. I can do it to you, but you can't do it to me.
It's wrong both ways. Period. It don't feel good to either party.
I know it's wrong.
If I'm married and I haven't married before, I have never cheated. And I'm talking about, I know y'all ain't never heard of me where y'all from, but in my cities, I'm that nigga. And bitches be all over me. But I'm going to tell you something. I was in love and true deep. I'm talking about love. I love this girl. Shit, you feel me? I love this motherfucker. Like, I didn't cheat at all. So if motherfuckers cheat on me,
I feel you on that. For real. If you loving somebody and you giving them what they need and what they, you know, desire, and you all loving each other like that. And that's why I say if a man really, really, really love his wife, or a woman really, really, really love her husband, you're not going to do it. Because you couldn't bring yourself to do it. Just the thought of hurting that person hurts you. So a lot of people need to really evaluate what they mean by I love you. You don't... Come on now, what type of love you got? Because if that's the type of love you have for me, I don't want it.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I was 18 when I got married, and I'm gonna ask Blizzum and I'm gonna ask you. When some of the men from the church pulled us to the side, he asked me, "What's the reason why I would not cheat on her?" He asked me, why would I not do it? And I told him, I said, sir, a lot of people don't cheat because they know it's the wrong thing to do. And they have to stop themselves from doing it. And I told him, I say, I admire that. But I said, me, I don't even want to cheat. Like, this motherfucker had me so gone to where I didn't even think about cheating. You know how some people want to cheat, but they don't do it because they know it's wrong? You can't tell me that people don't do that, because I know people that want to cheat, but they don't do it because they know it's wrong and they don't want to hurt that person. But I didn't cheat because I didn't want to cheat. I didn't have a desire to cheat.
I feel you on that.
Like, and I don't care what nobody say. They can say you was young. Man, I've been all
it
over the world.
It don't matter. It was because you really loved her.
By the time I was 21, I've been all over the world. And I was really on all over the world. Like, a lot of people be lying about where would they go. I got pictures to prove it. You feel me?
Right.
I did not cheat, but that don't make me a great guy, because I can still be fucked up in other areas. You feel me?
It's the way you felt about her.
Right.
That's why I say, when you meet the person that you really, really care about, a lot of stuff is out the window. A lot of stuff you can fix. And that's the thing, I don't think people really know how to love each other anymore. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta go back to basics and really learn how to love a person and what it means to love a person and know when it's that person that you truly love, when you really love them.
Right.
A lot of shit would be cut out.
Yeah, you're right. Listen, let me say one more thing too, bro. People force themselves or they get forced into saying that they love somebody straight up, bro. Just like she said, if I meet a chick at the club, and I'm not saying every chick is like that, but I've met women and I end up fooling with them, not like the same night, but you know, because I don't fuck nothing first night. I be trying to get to know who the hell she is. I don't be doing that shit because I don't like to get raw. But anyways, I sit there and mess with a chick, and then she feels like she has to give me keys to her apartment or to her project or to wherever she stays. You know what I'm saying? And like, I straight up, growing up, I didn't see women like that. Maybe it was a Georgia or a Jacksonville, Florida thing, or North Carolina, over there around that Marine Corps base. I don't know what it was. But as I came back home, getting out of the military, I saw women back home doing it. I know women in Atlanta that do it. I know people everywhere that do it. They have sex. They, you know, somebody suck their dick real good or they suck their pussy real good. And that's like they just go crazy.
And
they lose
in love
their mind
or whatever. Yeah, what the fuck ever. You ain't in love, really. You just love the dick and love the pussy.
All right, so let me, all right, you guys. So let me open it up. Let me open the line to the rest of the people for the last part of the show. Michigan girl, of course, is on the line because she brought Key back in. I'm going to open the line back up to, let's see who still wants to talk. Keisha F., Shay, Billy Bad, LL, you feel me? All you guys' mics are open right now. I'm not going to open these other mics. I don't know who they are. I don't know if they want to talk or not. But all right, so Noonien and Key, they've had their spill. At the end of the day for this particular show, before I let everybody have a free fall, I just want to say that, of course, again, everybody's happiness matters. I'm not saying be miserable to the point where you just can't stand to come home every damn night. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely not advocating that. All I'm just trying to get across to my people is, at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, of course, a lot of us on the phone, most of us on the phone are in our 30s and stuff, so we entering new relationships and stuff going on. You know, we got kids involved and stuff like that. Let's just try to tough it out a little bit. Let's take a little bit of our grandparents, not our parents, because they started this whole cut and run shit, but let's take a little bit of what our grandparents had in them. And, you know, tough it out, man, and try and work it out and let it ride a little bit longer. Give it a little bit more time. You feel me?
Well, I really wanted
people in their 20s to hear this because in your 30s, you're less likely to make the mistake of fucking with somebody who is not the good person in the first fucking place. So, you know, in your 30s, you should get that part right in the first place. So, like what Noonie said about getting it right in the first place, when you're 30-something, that should be less of an issue than when you're 20-something, because when you're 20-something, that's when you're irrational and you think with your dick and pussy and blah, 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 whatever else. But for the purpose of everybody else on the line, that's all I wanted to get you and everybody that's listening to the podcast. I just want to say that in my closing statement, and I'm going to let you guys have it. Let's let some people who's been quiet for a while talk, like Billy Bad and Shay and Keisha and stuff. What you guys got to say? Michigan girl, what you guys got to say about everything? Hello?
I think he said a lot because I was married to the preacher too, and although we had the infidelity issue, there was still issues that he couldn't address. I was willing to address my issues, but ours was a little bit different because, of course, we didn't just decide we going to get married like they did and going to do whatever. It was slightly different, but we went to counseling. He didn't want to hear his issue, so that's why when I said I don't think I did it for my happiness, because I wasn't truly happy, but I was trying to stay in it for my family. But at the end of the day, the infidelity, him not wanting to change, you know, me having the burden of, he was the preacher, you know, he had a job, but I had a job, I had to take care of the kids, I had to run house because he couldn't handle the money, but you trying to be so much like your dad. It was just, and you don't see where you going wrong. I'm willing to acknowledge my fact that, okay, yes, we didn't love each other. We trying to build something. We trying to work on something. Let's go to counseling. You want to go to your daddy for counseling. Well, that's not the best thing in the world, because that's going to be slightly biased, even though he is our pastor. Okay, But that's the only counseling you want to go to, fine, we're going to try that. You wouldn't even listen to your daddy. Your daddy trying to tell you, son, you not hearing what I'm saying. You ain't want to listen. So at that point, there is really nothing else. But yet and still, I tried to stay. But that second infidelity, yeah, I got to go. You ain't going to drive me crazy and cheat on me. Yeah, I'm out.
Amen.
There you go. There you have it. Anybody else? Anybody else on the line? Billy Bad, Shay, you guys?
Well, I put it like this. You know, I mean, I could pretty much say, I guess out of all the callers, I'm like the youngest dude of the group, or pretty much the youngest of the callers. And I could say that, I mean, I'm learning a lot, really. I mean, I just turned 26, and my nose is still wet. You know, and I can admit that. You know, Nuna pretty much touched everything on point. You know, key two, man. You know, and what I mainly wanted to comment on was the fact that when she was telling her story, and especially about the, correct me if I'm wrong, about the couple that was married for 17 years, I had told Blizzum earlier. You know, I had an aunt and an uncle. My uncle just passed. You know, but they had been married 48 years. 48. Mm-hmm. And he had his I could put him a segment. He went out there and cheated, you know, in his prime. But you know they still stuck around. You know they ain't had no kids and nothing like that. You know, but I think for me and for everybody else, I may be young, but I learned a lot. But everything is a choice.
Yeah.
You know, everybody makes a choice to stress out. Everybody makes a choice to think on how they're going to handle situations, and that would lead to stress. And then with Yuki, I have to ask this honestly, excuse me, one. Why did you stick with him if you was handling all that stuff you was handling, and
well,
all you could do was
because,
just
well, because the thing is, like, it's the tip, like, every, like, typically how you keep hearing people say, well, on the outside looking in, we had a perfect life. You know, we both had good jobs. We had a nice home, kids, cars, doing, you know, that type of thing. But I don't believe in just giving up. And so that's why when people say, oh, you just gave, I didn't just give up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a problem helping. But when it came to the point when I was like, you know what, babe, this is becoming too much. Now, when I got to that point and he was still like, well, you've been doing it, that type of attitude, see, that's when
so,
it's like, okay, well, damn, you're not caring about me at this point. Because, yeah, I may be doing it, but when I'm coming to you, because things were happening with my job, you know, and Blue know where I work, and he knows how stressful that place can get. And so when things started transpiring, I was like, look, I'm getting overwhelmed. Like, I can't, you know, do this, and it's bothering me now. And so when I went to him and told him that, and he was still like, well, you've been doing it. When he
right.
took that attitude on, no, I have a problem with that because you don't care about me now.
Okay. So, well, let me ask you this thing, and I don't know if you answered this, and I know I think Liz might have answered it for you. I mean, I know you know him personally, and I just only met you for the first time in Panama City, but okay, so let me ask you, and I just want to hear from you personally. If he was reformed, if he changed, if he realized the error of his ways and he said, you know what, damn, I fucked up, I wonder if I can
He's
change my ways
that.
And say,
He's already
would,
done
would
it.
You be able, okay, so would
no.
you be able to take him back? Just because?
No. No, because, you know, I don't believe in the whole you don't miss what you have till it's gone, and you knew what you had when you had me. You
right.
knew what I was. You knew already. And it's like double jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not going to do it. And you know, we talk now. We're very good friends. He's very active in both of my kids' lives, all of that. And you know what I told him? I was like, you know, now you know to do better for the next woman. Now you know to do better for her. You know, and I'm going to respect that. You know, and now I know how to choose a better man up front to see certain things that, you know, I desire. If he can give me what I need and what I desire, and I don't have to carry all the load, that type of thing. I won't do that again.
Right. Okay, I can dig that.
All right.
Okay.
I think everything. I didn't have Shay Mike on. Shay.
Oh, was it on?
Yeah, my bad.
My bad.
I just looked at it quick for it.
I'm like double.
Go ahead and say something. Go ahead, because I didn't even have your mic on. Were you talking? My bad, you're talking.
Damn, no, I wasn't even talking. I was laughing. Good thing you didn't, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I pretty much didn't have my little spiel or whatever, you know, in terms of, you know, everybody goes to their own little things and stuff like that in terms of relationships. Me personally, I feel like for the most part, you know, stick together, work shit out. I mean, now, of course, infidelity or somebody's being abused emotional, psychologically, physically, whatever, you know, extreme circumstances, then, yeah, you have to take care of yourself first. But some of the little petty things, and I'm not speaking on anybody in particular, but, you know, we all know what stuff is petty, you know, just because, you know, something ain't exactly like it was in the beginning or whatever. I mean, you know,
yeah.
You communicate, you talk about stuff, you work things out. Some people do have irreconcilable differences, and it wasn't something that just happened. It was already like that in the beginning, but maybe they just didn't realize it in the beginning. But, you know, if nothing else has changed and you just, like, trip it over because, I don't know, he don't rub your feet the way he used to rub your feet, get the fuck over it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about, you know, over time, little things become big things to the point where people become unhappy. That kind of stuff, suck that shit up. You know, talk it out, work it out. You know, go to counseling, just like the other two ladies said they went to counseling, whatever. You know, their situation's a little bit different or whatever, but, you know, counseling does work for some people. You explore your options and you work that shit out.
If you can.
Yeah, like you say,
some people just don't like to be responsible.
Like Looney said, a lot of people just don't like to be accountable now. You know, nobody wants to take responsibility for their own actions and say, you know what, yeah, I fucked up in that aspect. People don't like to do that anymore. They just like to say, well, you made me do this, and I did this because of that. And society got me being a hoe, and society got me being a gold digger, and da-da-da-da. Come on now, for real.
No, they did it to themselves.
Because you wanted to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm like
and
I said, I
was. Fuck it up,
was,
you be like, oh, I fucked that up.
I was not excusing anyone's behavior at any point as far as just being abusive. If anybody was being abusive, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't excusing your behavior, you know what I mean, anything like that. If any one of y'all just, you know, was being some hoes and cheated or whatever, I wasn't excusing that behavior, and this goes for me, anybody else, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I really just wanted to, I was just having this show because I'm like, yo, man, I just see so many people nowadays, especially when you be on, because you know this show is based off Facebook. And I just see, you know, since I've been going, you know, there's a lot of stuff I've been seeing. I'm like, I'm going to talk about that on the show. I jot it down. And I just noticed one day, just in one day, I was like, I was going to do the show and I didn't do it. And I looked in Facebook in one day and I just seen so much shit about breakups. You feel me? And just every one of these people had kids. Every one of these people had kids with this person, leaving this person for whatever, bad mouthing this person, had kids with them. Like, man, this shit is just ridiculous with us in relationships, with black people in relationships. You feel me? You know what I mean? It's like, yo, you know.
Because we always put the carriage before the horse.
Exactly. I was just going
to
say, like,
the carriage before the horse all the time. We jumping into stuff that we're not ready to get into. And then when we're in it, you try to figure it out after you're already in it.
That's why you make men. That's why where I'm at, and I hope a lot of people are doing this, you make sure, you know what I'm saying, even if you make sure that's what you want to do. If you're not ready to do it, don't do it. It's very simple. You know, we're too old.
If you're not ready to do it,
then don't do it. If you know you're not ready for the relationship, or if that's not the person that you want to be in a relationship with, you know, then like Nuni said, you start in the building blocks off wrong at the end of the day.
Because if you don't want
don't do things like you in a relationship either then. How about that too?
Well, yeah.
Like a lot of us, we carry on doing things like we in a relationship, but you don't want to be in a relationship. So that is going to cause problems too.
You know
what
I'm stuck on right now?
What are you exactly talking about? What are these things?
I'm just saying, like, we go, we sleep around, not to say you sleep around with everybody, but you having sex, you spending time and cooking and cleaning for each other. That's okay. Isn't that shit you doing in a relationship?
You don't have to be in one.
You don't have to be, but isn't that things that
people
do when they're in a relationship?
What? It's people in relationships that don't.
I understand that. However, when you carry on in an aspect as if you're in a relationship, we all old. Let's not play dumb here. Let's not do that. We do things like we're in a relationship, but you don't want a relationship. And then when things get caught up after the fact, it's like, well, damn, now here we at this point, and what do we do? And that's how you end up getting damaged people. They hurt, they this, they that. That's how that happens. Let's be real. We all, we know. Yeah, people have feelings. So,
I mean,
It's like, I don't want no relationship, but let's do this like we in one, but I don't want one.
That's just like playing house. Don't play married if you ain't really married.
And that's what people
and
do.
If you
like,
know you
really,
don't
want
to be married, then don't play.
No,
it's all
no,
coming down to
playing
don't
house,
play.
Playing house is when you living together and you literally playing house. That's not the same thing. Period.
Well,
point blank.
Okay, well,
shit,
then don't
quite,
play marriage. Don't play like you being married
don't
or whatever.
Don't play relationship.
You know, play like
we
living
even
the
got
life.
To marriage.
Don't
play.
Play
relationship.
Don't play.
How about that? Don't play relationship.
You can't play
relationship. Marriage.
You can't
play
relationship. If you're in one, you are. If you're not, you're not. Period. It is
okay.
That. It's like 2 + 2 = 2. If you're in a relationship, you are. If you're not, you're not.
Okay.
That's that. That's
sounds
my
good.
Point.
It sounds good.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Sounds real good.
Yeah.
But what she said, that's when lies
to somebody going. Get pregnant, then you get hello. Then
hello.
Or when somebody fall in love, or when somebody, you know, getting mad because we ain't in a relationship, but I'm going to fuck somebody else. Okay, really? Let's not play now, for real.
I'm just saying.
K-100.
You are,
it's K-100.
It is. So if you and K-100,
it's all
are,
fun and games. So somebody get hurt.
If you are in a relationship, you are. If you're not, you're not.